News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. House Judiciary Chair Jim Jordan is calling on a member of the team that prosecuted President Trump to spill the beans before his committee.
The Ohio Republican sent the subpoena to Thomas Windham, former senior assistant special counsel who worked under then special counsel Jack Smith. Then Attorney General Merrick Garland had appointed Smith to lead the Justice Department's case around Mr. Trump's retention of classified documents. Windham previously sat with the House Judiciary panel on June 12th. As part of Jordan's probe into efforts under the previous administration to investigate Mr. Trump. According to a letter from Jordan, Windham declined to answer some questions without authorization from the Justice Department. Jordan countered that such authorization was not necessary. Brittany Bennett in Washington.
House lawmakers leave D.C. in a couple of days for their weeks-long August recess, and House Speaker Mike Johnson says there will be no vote on releasing Jeffrey Epstein files before the break. Johnson notes that President Trump has already set the wheels in motion.
He wants all the credible files related to Epstein to be released. He's asked the Attorney General to request the grand jury files of the court. All of that is in process right now.
Democrats have been demanding release of the files, suggesting that they're playing politics. President Trump questions why they didn't release the documents when they were in charge and had the ability to do so. This time it was three Ukrainian cities targeted overnight in Russian drone attacks. One child was killed, at least two dozen people injured. The latest attacks come ahead of tomorrow's planned peace talks between Russia and Ukraine, which have so far shown little progress in ending the war. Stay hydrated and stay in the air conditioning if you can. The advice for tens of millions of Americans as extreme heat and high humidity grips much of the country. From the nation's midsection down into the southeast, feels like it's well above 100 degrees. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 1 point, NASDAQ futures off 64. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
My back got injured very bad. I was off work for about a year. I heard about Relief Factor from my wife. I took it every day, three times a day, for 3 weeks. Look at her and I said, the pain is gone. And she said, I'm glad it helped. I said, no, you don't understand. It's gone.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
Good Tuesday morning. It's at 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and of course with Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck.
And good morning. Some delays will be there again today. They're still working on and trying to get everything better around the water main break from over the weekend, York Road at Ashland Road. So again, that local traffic in that area in Hunt Valley. Watch out for that. Right now we're clear. Looking at you live here at both the Harbor Tunnels, 895, and right next door we can see the lanes are open, ready to go on 95 at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Beltway looks good. Very quiet on the JFX between Ruxton Road and the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off cooler and drier for your Tuesday morning with temperatures in the 60s. Heading toward the afternoon, partly cloudy skies, temps in the 80s and less humidity. We'll see the heat return and the humidity coming back later this week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's a whole lot more temperate today than it has been the last handful of days. Bel Air, 61 degrees right now. Downtown Baltimore at 71 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Maryland's AG has joined a coalition suing the Trump administration for restricting access to critical health, education, and social service programs. Anthony Brown is among the group of attorneys general who say the federal government acted unlawfully by issuing the changes without following required procedures. Brown says the sweeping restrictions would gut vital safety net programs and endanger the health, education, and well-being of the most vulnerable. Baltimore police have released surveillance images of several persons of interest in a series of vandalism incidents in Federal Hill. Police are asking the public for help to identify the individuals in connection with the July 13th incidents that damaged more than 60 vehicles and several businesses. Ocean City will be holding a special election today regarding the regulation of some short-term rentals. If you have one, pay attention. If you rent one, pay attention. The mayor and city council of Ocean City passed an ordinance in March requiring renters to have a five-night minimum stay between 2025 and 2026, and it would increase to 31 days in 2027. The special election was scheduled after a petition opposing that ordinance gathered more than 1,000 signatures. Voting will be held from 7 o'clock this morning until 8 p.m. at the Convention Center on Coastal Highway. And a Glen Burnie man has entered into a plea agreement for using a flamethrower to burn Trump and USA onto the road in front of his home. Craig McQuinn was arrested after the November vandalism incident that left burn marks around 20 feet high, around 5 feet wide. McQuinn pled guilty to one count of second-degree malicious burning in Anne Arundel County on Monday. He has been sentenced to 1 year, was sentenced suspended, and he must complete 60 hours of community service within 6 months. Lottery numbers from last night, your pick 3, 282, your pick 4, 1606, and next, it's Stein on Sports.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, ooh, deep high breath.
High five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security all on our ultra reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked!
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High-five, everybody! High-five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back.
Yay!
But only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High-five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25. New customers only. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The Orioles season continued to fade last night in Cleveland. Kyle Manzardo's sixth-inning shot was the tiebreaker, and the Guardians would pile on four more en route to a 10-5 decision over the Birds. The Orioles bullpen in relief of Tomo Sugano allowing six runs, four by Grant Wolfram. And here's Tony Mancelino after the game.
I feel like we've played well. You know, I feel like we've lost some close games, blew some close games here, unfortunately. But, you know, when I watch the guys out there, I feel like they're competing. And I think if we compete, regardless of who we have, we're going to be just fine.
10 games now left before the trade deadline, which is July 31. Today's the day in Owings Mills. Veterans join the rookies as expectations mount for the 2025 Baltimore Ravens. The first full squad workout will be tomorrow afternoon at 2:15 p.m. Coming up in 30 minutes, a red carpet meetup for Derrick Henry in New York. And that is Stein on Sports.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor. From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is Tuesday, July the 22nd, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up in this hour, The number of juveniles being now used by adults that might be an organized crime ring, and might the feds get involved? And, of course, Tom Homan is promising to flood the zone to find the illegal aliens who shot a Border Patrol agent in the face. But our top story here today, just 4 months ago, Mayor Scott took great pleasure in saying that Baltimore had been removed from the most dangerous cities in the USA list. This is a semi-annual report that's put out by U.S. News and World Report based on FBI crime statistics. And here's what the mayor said back in April.
And every year, the U.S. News puts out a list of the 25 most dangerous cities in America. For the first time in a long time, it's not on the list.
It is not on the list. Now, somebody screwed up somewhere, because the latest poll released by U.S. News and World Report, ranking cities based on murder and property crime rates using FBI crime reports, Baltimore was ranked the fourth most dangerous city in the U.S.
Wow, from not on the list to number four, we're
ranking
progress.
Ranking behind only Memphis, Oakland, and St. Louis.
Yeah.
Were you in danger when you were in St. Louis recently?
There are parts of St. Louis that are very much like parts of Baltimore. Parts that are beautiful, just like here. Parts that are very dangerous.
Well, something is not adding up here, Bruce. 4 months ago, we were not on the list of 25 cities at all.
It's a puzzle.
Now we've rocketed to the fourth most dangerous city, and I pulled an AI Baltimore crime report here this morning, and it says Baltimore remains one of the most dangerous cities in the U.S. according to the recent FBI crime reports. Baltimore's crime rate, one of the highest crime rates in the nation, with a violent crime rate that is among the highest in the country. The chance of becoming a victim of violent or property crime in Baltimore is 1 in 17. Violent crime in Baltimore has seen significant declines in recent years. For example, it's down 20% so far in 2025. Property crimes are down 19% in the same time frame. Murder rate had the highest murder rate in the country, according to the latest FBI crime report. And the property crimes, including motor vehicle theft, which is carjacking, stolen autos, have been a significant issue in Baltimore. The city has one of the highest rates of motor vehicle theft in the nation. So something, you know, both can be true, right? The murder rate and the violent crime rate can be down from where it was a year or
correct,
2 years ago, but we can still remain one of the most dangerous, violent cities in the country per capita.
Yeah, if everybody else has went down a bit more.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but it's a mystery to me. It's a real head scratcher how we're not on the list. In April of this year. Okay, so we're talking about 3 months ago, 4 months ago, whatever it was, and now, of course, we're the fourth most dangerous city. Now, of course, this is not good news for the folks in Little Italy and Harbor East and the Inner Harbor, places that need tourists and, you know, Baltimore area residents to come in and spend their dollars when you have something like this. This is, so something is not adding up here. I'd like to find out what changed in the last 3 to 4 months.
Yeah, fair question. What changed may have been that somebody 4 months ago screwed up. 6:13 right now, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Good morning to you, Chuck Whitaker.
And good morning. Looking at 95 in Harford County, the sun coming up over the treetops now, so you'll be driving into that northbound, but no construction right now. We're clear at the 76-mile marker northbound. We'll keep an eye on that. Just as we mentioned at the top of the hour, they're still working and repairing the roadway from the massive water main break on Friday at York Road at Ashland Road, so all that situation is still the same. 83, in the meantime, is clear. We continue okay at both the harbor tunnels, and we made a first check around the Bay Bridge. All the lanes are open, 2 eastbound, 3 westbound, with the lanes clear, moving over towards the Severn River Bridge, and then over towards I-97 on that section of Route 50. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And, of course, your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday, cool and dry. Boy, it felt good this morning heading into work and late last night as sitting out on the deck, and there was no humidity. Just was a beautiful evening. Partly sunny, mild today, and the highs in the mid-80s. The humidity, heat, and chance for storms return
later this week because it is summer, after all, in Baltimore. Can't escape it the entire time. Just a brief respite from it, if you will. Right now we have about 70 and sunny in Annapolis, 64 in Pikesville. Time for some one-liner news. President Trump wants the Washington Commanders to go back to being called the Washington Redskins. And now he's threatening to block the stadium deal if the team refuses. Owner Josh Harris says there's a compromise on the table. How about we call them the Orange Skins?
Right. That's nice. That should be a neat helmet.
By the way, the Indians, who once they returned to their name,
yeah,
they've said no. They've rejected it out of hand completely. They will not change. But the Redskins owner has been silent so far. Yeah. We'll see.
Frankly, I think the Guardians is a stupid name.
Yeah, absolutely stupid. Almost as stupid as the Commanders.
Yeah.
The new Superman movie led the box office for the second week in a row, grossing over $400 million globally. The role of Superman, played by David Cornsweet, the first Jewish actor to play the role, except his mother still wishes he was a doctor.
Or a dentist, at least.
Yeah, exactly. Ellen DeGeneres has been living in the U.K. since November. She's for the first time confirming speculation that it was her dislike of President Trump that sent her packing. Her former staff and show crew gathered together and said it was their dislike of her that welcomed her departure.
Yes. Yeah.
They threw a going-away party.
We were helping her packing.
Exactly. President Trump shared an AI-generated video on Truth Social where Barack Obama gets arrested by the FBI as YMCA plays in the background. It was funny stuff. Trump says now it's his turn to be called Orange Man Bad. And Ford is recalling more than 694,000 Bronco Sport and Escape vehicles because the fuel injectors may crack and leak.
Ooh.
Part of the new campaign, Build Ford Flammable. It's National Hammock Day. Do you own a hammock, Chuck?
I do not.
You do not? Okay.
I used to.
Yeah.
I used to.
You used to? What happened to it?
It was never used. It looked really nice in the backyard. Like, oh, that's...
But you never tried it?
Yeah, I tried it. It wasn't all that comfortable. Well,
oh, really? I thought maybe you had trouble getting out of it.
Well, the back thing, you know. So.
He started spinning. It was woven like a cocoon.
Yes.
Sad news. Malcolm Jamal Warner died Sunday of being caught in a strong current in the ocean off Costa Rica. He was only 54. Remember, he was Theo in the Cosby Show.
Yeah, right, sure.
Yeah, that's tough. So, of course, this is Joe Armacost Memorial Week, as we will lay him to rest next week. There was a recent contribution to the Chuck Roast that I thought we'd play, because not everybody could attend the Chuck Roast. And, of course, one of the characters that Joe played on a regular basis on the morning show years ago was a character called the Colonel. And the Colonel decided to show up and roast Chuck Whitaker just last month.
Well, hey, y'all. It's me, the Colonel. 56 years? My, how time flies. Chuck, I've always been proud, proud to have you as my friend. And you know, you've always been an asset to the team there at WCBM, and I think wherever else you've been. And Chuck, from the heart of my bottom, I want to wish you the very best of luck. Hey, wherever you may roam with the rest of your career, well... What little bit's left of it, anyway. But Chuck, I want to tell you something. You know, 30 years later, I'm still not allowed on that golf course. You know what I'm talking about? Well, I say, I hope you can remember. If you can't, just ask Tom. God bless you, Chuck. God bless you.
That's Joe Armacost as the Colonel, probably his last audio contribution.
Yeah.
His last month.
That's true.
Yeah.
Good friend of mine also just passed away. It seems to be a thing. Doug Roberts, local character actor, was on TV for a good bit back and forth on
Channel 11. Doug. I remember Doug.
Yeah, very good guy.
Yeah, nice guy.
He passed away.
He was 86, I believe.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, so but he was a great movie reviewer as well. He did all sorts of stuff.
For, tremendous raconteur.
Yes, yeah.
And a good man.
Yeah.
A very good man.
Yeah. So,
I'll have to watch my step.
Yeah, exactly. I understand you dodged a bullet this morning, made it inside before the lightning hit.
Yeah, I got out of the car down here, and it was a little sprinkle. Got out, and I have to walk up two flights of steps, and they're metal steps. just as I hit the first bottom step, it went, pew! And I said, good God almighty, feet don't fail me now.
Yeah. Did Debbie make sure you're wearing your totes?
Oh, yeah. She said, I should wear your metal-toed shoes today. I think she was trying to tell me something.
I think she was. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. It is 6:20, 20 minutes after. You know, our friends at Rescue Natural Supplements want to remind you, Christmas in July sale still going on. This is last week for the Christmas in July sale. You got about 9 days left. And right now, everything has been marked down on the site at res-q.com. You can go online and check it out. 50, 60, up to 73% off in some cases. You can save on omega-3s and Vital D3, the Ideal Weight, which helps with weight loss, Rescue PM Melts and Liquid, which helps with falling asleep and staying asleep. There's the Men's and Women's 360 Multivitamin. Over 50 different natural supplements that help you maintain your health and or repair your health, like probiotic, like Rescue Core Immune Defense. Again, all of them marked down significantly during the Christmas in July sales. Here's what you do. Check out online which one you want, or in numerous bottles if you like, and then put your order in there. At checkout, make sure you use the code FREESEND, FREESEND, to get free shipping, which will end Friday at midnight. Or you can call 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483.
Summer is hot, and so is our $69 AC checkup for Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. As a family-owned, fully licensed company with 32 years of experience, we can service all makes and models. A new install, a quick repair, or custom ductwork. We're going to give you a wow feeling when we're done. And here's another bonus wow. Mention WCBM and you'll get $500 off a brand new air conditioning system. Call 410-902-9600. 410-902-9600. Call Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning now. And when we're done, you'll be saying wow.
www.ouchguy.com. There are lots of lawyers out there, Baltimore, but only the Ouch Guy really gives a shit about your legal ordeal. Call 877-OUCH-911 or visit OuchGuy.com for your free legal consultation. Ouch Guy is Yehoshua Beer.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:22, we are talking about the U.S. News and World Report, latest report that Baltimore has now somehow, miraculously, appeared on the most dangerous cities list, back up to number 4. We were always top 5, and then all of a sudden, 3 or 4 months ago in April, we didn't appear on the list at all. So was that
curious?
Was that an error, omission of error, or were the stats being massaged or manipulated? Now, these are FBI crime reports stats, so it's the FBI, and so it's the Trump FBI in April that put out that list or put out the crime report. So somebody made a mistake somewhere, or we've had an explosion of crime here in the last 3 or 4 months. Now, what we have had is an explosion of juvenile crime. We have court records obtained by Fox 45 show a man recently charged in 2 separate attempted murder cases had multiple arrests as a juvenile. Michael Reed faces a combined 21 criminal counts, including 2 counts of attempted murder in the Western District nearly 2 years ago. But the guy had a rap sheet. He was at a record as a juvenile at 17 years of age. He was convicted of stealing a rifle from a store, possession of a handgun after he had a foot chase with police. And the guy has a pretty significant rap sheet. Just one of many of the juveniles that are plaguing the city with violence.
6:23 right now. Talk radio. 6:23 traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a report of an accident just came in eastbound 50 in the area of Roe Boulevard. I've been looking at parole, been looking at Roe Boulevard, looking at the Severn River Bridge. I don't see it. I don't see any impact. I don't see anybody slowing. Doesn't mean it's not there. Could be back between parole and the ramp at Roe Boulevard on 50 eastbound. So we'll keep an eye on it. But for right now, it looks like we're still okay through the area. Some buildup on the BW Parkway, but not bad. Arundel Mill South were okay. Northbound from Powder Mill Road, the lane's clear coming up towards Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cool and dry start to the day, then partly sunny, mild temps in the mid-80s, the humidity and heat And chance for some showers return later this week, like Friday, Saturday. But next several days, just gorgeous. Sunny right now, 64 in Ellicott City and 63 in Reisterstown. So I'd like to get to the bottom of this as to why this happened, because to me, I think it's disingenuous. All of a sudden, you're crowing about your city being the least dangerous, and not even appearing on the list, and 4 months later, boom, it's right back on the in the top five at number four. And by the way, Memphis, Oakland, and St. Louis, very violent cities.
Yeah.
Very bad. Memphis right now is there's a good reason why they're number one. They're off the charts. But the other thing, again, and this is to if you live in the city or if you do business or work in the city, do you agree? Which report do you agree with? The one back in April that says, hey, it's not all that dangerous? Or the one that we just got that says it's the fourth most dangerous city?
Well, if I'm a business considering relocating here, I'm going to say I'm putting the brakes on this until I see three or four more reports, because I want my employees to be able to show up for work and not get mugged on the way to the building from their car. So, I mean, that's, to me, there's a business impact here. And this would simply put the kibosh on people who were looking a couple months ago saying, well, wow, Baltimore must have really turned it around. I think we can take a look at putting a facility there. And now they're saying, wait a minute, I think maybe we better hold on that.
Yeah. But I think there's also another reason why, again, we did the murder rate drops. And this has nothing to do with Mayor Scott. It has to do with a couple of other things. I think, number one, we have a new city state's attorney, Ivan Bates. He had a federal partner in U.S. Attorney Eric Barron. They both worked together to identify the trigger pullers, and they actually put people in jail that they found, that actually police arrested, and their conviction rate, I think, is much higher than Marilyn Mosley. The other factor is, as President Trump continues to remove illegal aliens, criminal illegal aliens from this country, that's also going to have an overall reduction in crime. But now you would think, okay, well, that might explain some of the reasons why we may not have appeared on the list in April, but now all of a sudden we're number four again. And I think that we're talking the combination of murder, violent crime, and property crime. So maybe the property crime rates are exploding in Baltimore City. Of course, it's hard to tell from the mayor's stats, which the mayor controls. Remember when Martin O'Malley did City Stat? Okay, so that's when this liars figure and figures lie mindset began in Baltimore City and in Maryland, where they began manipulating the stats for their own political purposes and benefit. And I think that may be happening here, and a lot of stuff goes unreported, I would think, as well, for many reasons. But now we have juveniles that are stalking people. I mean, we've had reports of people following people home from Horseshoe Casino and robbing them or carjacking them on their way back from the casino. We've had people in broad daylight hit over the head. We had a pastor visiting the city that was pistol whipped by a and then carjacked the pastor's car. He actually let him go, was going to forgive him, and he carjacked him anyway. So we have no parental involvement or very little parental involvement. We have a crumbling education system that is not educating the children, not preparing the children for the future. So they have this feeling of futility that they might as well go out and beat and rob, etc., because that's going to be their future. And then we have a Department of Juvenile Services, and so far we're hearing good things out of Betsy Fox Tolentino. We're just not seeing any results yet. And basically, these juveniles are basically telling us that they can get away with almost bloody murder, and they do on a regular basis. So that you add all that in, and I think that's probably got to be factored into this most recent list that names us the fourth most dangerous city in the country.
Indeed. And if not, then somebody is keeping very funny records. But again, this is an anomaly of rather substantial size to go from not on the list to going to number four.
Yeah, you understand if you're like 15 and you go to number four, or if you're number way down there and you jump up 5-10 spots, okay, maybe you can buy that. But to not being on the list whatsoever to now being in the top five, somebody is playing games.
What kind of games are being played, though?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know who is responsible for. Remember, it's
U.S. News. This isn't a city function.
Right. But is it, who is collecting the data? Let's put it that way. Where's the data coming from? Where's this fraud? Does it come from the mayor's office? Does it come from the police commissioner's office? Do they then get together and go over the data? or is it because I believe it's, I'm not sure who submits it, whether it's the BPD or the mayor's office that submits it to the FBI.
Let me ask this. Could it be that Baltimore simply failed to provide the numbers in the last report, thus showed up as zero?
That's a legitimate you know, point. It's a fair point that maybe they just didn't or forgot.
Yeah.
Oops. So I think it bears some investigation. And I'm not calling it for not a tax dollars, but somebody owes the people of Baltimore, the residents and folks who work here, an answer. How do you go from not being on the list to being number four? We'd like to know. Inquiring minds would like to know.
Indeed.
Coming up next, speaking of illegals and crime, Tom Holman and Christy Noem vow to flood the sanctuary zone to find a cop shooter. 6:30, time for news headlines. Once again, here is Bruce Elliott.
Thanks, Sean. A Glen Burnie man has entered into a plea agreement for using a flamethrower to burn Trump and USA onto the road in front of his home. Craig McQuinn was arrested after the November vandalism incident that left burn marks around 20 feet high, around 5 feet wide. McQuinn pled guilty to one count of second-degree malicious burning in Anne Arundel County on Monday. He's been sentenced to 1 year with the sentence suspended, and he must complete some 60 hours of community service within 6 months. Anne Arundel County police say a 19-year-old and a 14-year-old are facing drug and gun charges following a traffic stop in Glen Burnie. On Friday night, police stopped a driver on Clara Circle for weaving through traffic at a high rate of speed. When officers approached, the rear passenger took off carrying a backpack. When it was recovered, police found suspected cannabis, a loaded handgun, an extended magazine, and a fraudulent license plate. Bruce Dent III and the teen were both taken into custody. U.S. News and World Report, we've been talking about this, has now ranked Baltimore as the fourth most dangerous place in the U.S. on its list for 2025-2026. The poll is based on each city's murder and property crime rates per 100,000 people, determined by FBI reports. The Memphis, Tennessee was the most dangerous, and then Oakland, California, and St. Louis were number four. U.S. News and World Report did not include Baltimore in its 25 most dangerous places for 24 and 25. And Maryland AGs has now joined the coalition suing the Trump administration for restricting access to critical health, education, and social service programs. Anthony Brown, among the group of attorneys who has said the federal government acted unlawfully by issuing changes without following required procedures. Brown says, by the way, the sweeping restrictions would gut vital safety net programs and endanger the health, education, and well-being of the most vulnerable. Several federal agencies have enacted rules requiring proof of citizenship to receive benefits. The lawsuit claims these programs serve broad populations and they're not designed to collect or verify immigration status. 6:32, next, WCVM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balanced care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balanced care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Pick 3 Lottery, 282. Pick 4, 1606. And now at 6:33, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Getting some slowing now on the Beltway West Side, starting to fill in from 795 through Liberty Road and then really down towards I-70. Much more of a buildup now through that area. And then it loosens up at Route 40 and then down the hill after Frederick Road. We're clear towards 95. The Parkville side, a little more traffic there.
right around Harford Road, but the lanes are still open. The inner loop at Green Spring looks good, and you're doing fine on the JFX after Ruxton Road. Couple of accidents in the city, Falls Road, 38th Street in Hamden, Lockraven Boulevard at Belvedere Avenue up on the northeast side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off cooler and drier for your Tuesday morning with temperatures in the 60s. Heading toward the afternoon, partly cloudy skies, temps in the 80s, and less humidity. We'll see the heat return and the humidity coming back later this week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. A fast start for the Birds last night in Cleveland, but the ending left a lot to be desired.
To give them a chance to rally. Now Kyle Manzardo clobbers it to deep right field. Gone! And the Guardians go ahead 6-5.
Call on Guardians TV. Kyle Manzardo's sixth-inning shot was the tiebreaker in the India, and the Guardians would pile on a four more en route to a 10-5 decision over the Birds. Orioles bullpen in relief of Tomo Sugano, allowing six runs, four by Grant Wolfram. Bright spot for the Birds, though, was the bat of Ramon Laureano.
Bright sliver of sunshine coming over the right side. Whoa! Look at that ball soaring to Souvenir City. Ramon Laureano's the visitor, and it's a two-out, two-run bomb by Laureano.
Ben Wagner had the call on Masson, a four RBI night for Laureano, arguably the Orioles' best trade chip at the deadline. Elsewhere in baseball, the Blue Jays win their 11th in a row at home, 4-1 over the Yanks, extending their lead in the East to four games over New York. Ravens veterans gather today in Owings Mills with the first full squad workouts on tap for tomorrow. But before arriving in Baltimore, Derrick Henry on the red carpet in New York for the premiere of Adam Sandler's new movie, Happy Gilmore 2. At the event, Sandler confirming their bet from a couple months ago.
2,000 yards plus this year gets you not only in the movie, but we have a nice dinner together.
Henry appears plenty motivated to reach that mark and wore a suit jacket at the event with 2K lining the inside of the to the premiere. Other NFL news, Titans starting quarterback Will Levis will have season-ending shoulder surgery next week, ending his season and paving the way for number one pick Cam Ward to start under center for the Titans this year. And finally, natural to draw some comparisons this morning between Scottie Scheffler and Tiger Woods. Now that Scheffler has joined an exclusive club, winning the Open Championship, U.S. Open, and Masters before the age of 30. The other three players in that club, Woods, Gary Player, and Jack Nicklaus. Here's a number for you. Number of days for Scottie Scheffler between winning his first major and his fourth major is 1,197 days. Number of days for Tiger between winning his first major and his fourth, also 1,197 days. A sidebar, though, Scheffler has won 10 straight tournaments in which he's had a 54-hole lead, nowhere near Woods' longest streak of 36. The time now is 6:37. When we return, President Trump's thumbprint on Major League Baseball.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Must be some deep conversations between President Trump and MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred. You remember a couple months ago, or about a month ago, they decided to let Pete Rose into the Hall of Fame posthumously.
Right.
Okay, that's number one.
Yep.
But now apparently there's a report. In 2016, Commissioner Manfred established what he called the Major League Baseball's Diversity Pipeline Program, which helped diversity hires move up the ranks in front offices. Well, now, without announcement in March before the season has begun, they have disbanded that program. There is no more diversity, equity, and inclusion on the webpage. They've removed the title. They've scrubbed the word diversity, as initially noted by this writer here, Craig Calcaterra, etc. A day later, MLB released a statement saying our values on diversity remain unchanged. However, the policy that's written on the website has obviously changed.
Yeah.
So President Trump and Rob Manfred citing the fact that there are, you know, things going on in Washington now which suggest that we need to change with the times.
Yeah, I think the whole DEI stuff is dying a quick death, hopefully. It might be hanging on some places, but, you know, President Trump now is as woke as the world was in 2020, yeah, the summer of George Floyd. We're going in the opposite direction.
Indeed.
Now, the Guardians / Indians saying
They're not
changing the name. And Trump was pretty hard on the owner of the Indians, who lost a lot of elections or whatever the case may be. But but the Commanders, interestingly enough, are silent. They have not said anything as of yet. So.
Well, the Indians don't have anything at stake. Or right. The Guardians don't have anything at stake.
Right.
Because they got, nothing's changing.
But there's
there.
A stadium deal.
Right, in D.C.
That could be hung up in any number of ways. So we'll see how that plays out.
Plus, I think the fan base is different. A fan base for football tends to be much more rabid than the fan base for a mediocre to fair baseball team.
Yeah. I was talking to a Cleveland fan yesterday, and they were telling me that they desperately want that name back. So the fans, you know, of both franchises want their original name back. Their owners sold them down the river.
Does anybody in Cleveland wear a headdress to the Guardians games?
No.
I know, but they do have a new logo, which is the River on Fire logo, which is kind of nice.
I used to love it, though, when the announcers called them the Tribe.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
That was awesome.
That was great. Remember Rocky Colavito?
I do.
Jeez, wow.
Sudden Sam McDowell?
Yeah. All right, Gary, thanks. 6:40, 20 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. You can weigh in here, 410-922-6680. Do you feel safe in Baltimore City or not?
No. If you're asking me personally, no, not particularly. It's if it were an open carry city, I'd feel a lot safer.
Yeah, really.
Actually. But no, not particularly. In some parts, look, walking around Guilford, you feel pretty damn safe. You walk around some parts of the city, like Federal Hill, where it was July 13th, you had 60 or 70 cars vandalized in one night. Then no, I think that there's a problem with crime in Baltimore City. I mean, I think you mentioned the pastor. I think of the family who came down here from New Jersey. It was last year, year before last, in the Inner Harbor, and the family from New Jersey, they were all mugged daytime in the Inner Harbor. And I think, wow, what was once this jewel where my family would go down on a weekly basis, particularly after Easter, I would go down and just enjoy the day, has sure changed.
Yeah, no, it really has. I've been to the city once in the last 3 years, and that was to attend a baseball game on a Saturday afternoon. That was it. Got out of there early before it got dark.
Yeah.
But once in the last 3 years. I used to go down, at least 10, 15, 20 times a year.
Yeah.
To eat, to visit, to walk around, to go to ball games, to go to events, concerts, et cetera. But, it's changed my behavior, as I'm sure it's changed a lot of people's behavior. Too, unfortunately, impacting a lot of great Baltimore restaurants and businesses at the same time. Alan has said a very interesting, I've not read the entire article. He said there was an article in the Baltimore Sun yesterday that says the state and the city have a high rate of undetermined cause of deaths, which could be understating the homicide rates. So I'm going to have to read that article and see just how many undetermined deaths there are. If it's significant enough to make us jump from not being on the list to the fourth most dangerous city in America.
Yeah. Talk Radio 680, WCBM at 642 is still to come. Between now and 7 o'clock this morning, the juvenile organized crime issue, it is a serious one and needs to be addressed as such. I'll talk about that coming up around 15 minutes from right now, less than that, around 10 minutes from right now, on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Right now coming up on 643 on a Tuesday morning, once again, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. That means Chuck Whitaker time. Right here. Good morning.
Yeah, Chuck will be here momentarily, but I will tell you this. Oh, you're here. Okay.
I'm just sitting here being quiet.
Oh.
Which is unusual
for
me.
That is a first, right?
Yeah.
That is a first.
I'm contemplating my next move, as they say.
You're the chess master.
I got you.
You're the Bobby Fischer of traffic.
I thought you said chest.
Well, that too.
Yeah.
Well, 95, getting away from that, 95 is a little busy now after Eastern Avenue, top of the hill towards O'Donnell Street, and then into the area coming into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So right now, maybe 7-10 minutes at the most right through there. 895 is now slowing just beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge. So typical rides right now, 7 to 10 minutes at both the Harbor Tunnels with the lanes open. Nothing major yet on the JFX. Beltway has filled in on the Parkville side, the west side from Liberty Road down through Route 40. So far, the inner loop at Greenspring, not bad. That usually gets busy around 7:30 or so. You're still clear heading over to the JFX. And all the interstates coming into the Beltway from all the directions from the north and east, all the lanes are open. I-97 up to the Beltway, and then the Beltway towards the Parkway in good shape in Adirondack County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cool and dry start to the day today, mostly sunny, mild temperatures in the mid-80s, humidity, heat, and chance for some rain will return later on in the week. But right now, it's just a beautiful morning, sunny in 67 in Baltimore City, 66 in Middle River. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
He's all mine, so stay out of the way.
Pepsi's latest cola just isn't gunning for your taste buds. It's coming for your gut health as well.
Oh, thank heavens.
Introducing Pepsi Prebiotic Cola.
Wonderful. Are you kidding me?
No. Okay. It's a classic fizzy sip we all grew up with, now reworked with 3 grams of prebiotic fiber per can. So,
okay.
I don't think they take any sugar out, but you can. It comes out original cola, cherry vanilla, and of course the Pepsi prebiotic cola arrives in the next few weeks. Shake Shack adding a new mini raspberry popping lemonade just in time for the summer. I could have used that earlier when it was really hot. Crumble making a new chocolate peanut butter cup cheesecake, as well as the new North Carolina lemon pie, limited time rotation of baked dessert. They have good stuff there.
Yeah.
Denny's and now Waffle House have removed all their egg surcharges. So egg prices now, of course, tackled by the Trump administration have come all
the
way
down. What do you expect?
Yeah, exactly.
Shut up. Moron.
from the bad book of puns. Bel Air's first Sheetz gas station convenience store opens Thursday. They're going to offer free coffee, soda, and prizes all day long. They're on North Fountain Green Road. That's their second location, joining the one in Joppatown. So that's this Thursday if you're looking for the free coffee, soda, and stuff at Sheetz. And finally, good news for Carroll County.
Robert Byrd owned that?
And,
that's different. That's the different Sheetz entirely.
Different. This is good news for Kristen. Roganart Bakery Bistro and Cafe will open up its first Carroll County location in Hampstead next month. So they're right there on Route 30. And, of course, they basically include breakfast sandwiches, sweet and savory pastries, desserts, lunch items, as well as coffee and teas. Right now, they're in Towson, Columbia, Ellicott City, Savage Mill, Mount Vernon downtown, and recently in Frederick. So,
Can I note, by the way, that the best baked goods of area coming out of Carroll County are actually from Hampstead, and they're hand-delivered.
Yes, they are.
Here. Yeah,
Krista makes incredible stuff.
Amazing.
By the way, Carroll County Fair opens up this Friday, so it's a little extra added attraction. Hi, Chuck. See you in a couple. Appreciate that. 647. So the Trump administration is zeroing in on illegal aliens, especially in sanctuary cities.
Oh, yes, they are. They've said very clearly that should you decide to go sanctuary, we'll come visit and we'll spend a whole lot of time visiting with you, in part because of incidents like this one.
Someone who has dedicated their lives to protecting the public is now fighting for his own.
That's Christy Noem talking about the officer who was shot in the face by two, at least apparently both of them, illegal aliens. One of them got wounded and is in the hospital. The other one just skedaddled.
They've now arrested him as well.
Oh, good, have they?
Yep.
Good.
Yeah, that was announced late yesterday.
All right, so the officer is in the hospital, Christy Noem says, specifically because of sanctuary city policies.
Make no mistake, this officer is in the hospital today fighting for his life because of the policies of the mayor of this city and the city council and the people that were in charge of keeping the public safe.
Yeah, and she says that we are out there as members of ICE, members of Homeland Security, in order to find the violent illegals. That is the current focus, and that is where the focus will stay until that issue is resolved. And then, of course, we're going to have cultural debates as to exactly how far to take deportation. Some would say deport everyone who came in illegally. Others will say, well, let's take a look at that and see if there's another path we can go to those who want to be here, maybe would earn citizenship in some fashion whatsoever. But Kristi Noem says right now we're targeting the violent.
What we're doing is we're targeting and those individuals that are perpetuators of crimes in this country, those who have final removal orders, those who have undergone due process.
You know, this is kind of interesting. Hakeem Jeffries, who is the minority leader in the House, Democrat, he's been kind of nicknamed the dime store Obama because he has that kind of
Dollar store Obama.
Inflation. But the idea somehow that he has a kind of Obama charm, but on the cheap. Well, I've noticed something about Hakeem Jeffries. He has slowly adopted Barack Obama's speech pattern as well.
It's my hope that the victims of this act are able to fully and completely recover. Those responsible for the criminal act should be held accountable and prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
So you hear the pauses in the middle of the sentence? This is kind of new for him. This has not been his traditional speech pattern.
At the end of the day, we have to make sure in this country that we secure the border, fix our broken immigration system in a bipartisan and comprehensive way, while at the same time standing up for dreamers, farm workers, and law-abiding immigrant families.
And he has the same ability to say stuff that actually has no content whatsoever, while sounding as if he is saying something that's kind of profound. It's just, it's a phenomenal skill set he has. I mean, all I got to say is, it's an amazing skill set he has to be able to say something in an Obama kind of fashion without there being any real content there.
Yeah, the phrase law-abiding immigrant families would apply to the people who came in legally.
Yeah.
The people that broke into the country, that came here for whatever reason, economic opportunity, etc., they are guilty of a misdemeanor. If you cross into the country illegally, it's a misdemeanor. If you've been deported and you come back in, it's a felony on that second offense. So we'll give you the rap sheet of these two that they have arrested here in just a second. 6:50, 10 before the hour of 7 o'clock, and you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Wake up your senses at the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville. The aroma of fresh cooked pretzels, jumbo Maryland crab cakes, and sizzling meats welcomes you the moment you walk through our doors. With over 20 unique stalls, you'll find baked goods, Amish specialties, homemade decor, furniture, and smiles from our friendly staff everywhere you turn. Bring the whole family for a day of old-fashioned charm, shopping, and unforgettable eats. We're open Thursday and Friday from 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. Pennsylvania Dutch Market, where tradition meets taste.
Sean Casey here. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, start with a name you can trust, AES Builders and Home Improvement. They've been transforming homes across Maryland for over 35 years with quality craftsmanship, honest pricing, and timelines that stick. From kitchens to additions, they do it right. I've seen their work and I trust them in my own home. Visit them at AESHome.us. That's AESHome.us. Tell them Sean sent you to get a special discount on any additions or remodeling jobs. AES, experience, integrity, results.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
The Department of Energy says power outages could surge 10,000% over the next few years thanks to power-hungry AI data centers. With the grid already struggling to keep up with demand, now is the time to prepare. My Patriot Supply is making it easy with their Christmas in July bundle featuring the Grid Doctor 3300 solar generator. And for a limited time, they're including over $1,000 in free survival gear along with it. Emergency food, water filtration, backup power, and essential tools. The Grid Doctor delivers 3300 watts of power, enough to run your fridge, CPAP, power tools, and more. It's whisper quiet, gas-free, and completely off-grid. When the next power outage hits, you'll be glad you planned ahead. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/radio. That's MyPatriotSupply.com/radio. And grab the Christmas in July bundle while it lasts. Blackouts are coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/radio and get prepared today.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good morning. It's 6:53. Traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
The update on the wreck near 50th Road Boulevard, they never found anything. So nothing there between the parole and the Severn River Bridge. We're looking at you live here at the Bay Bridge coming on at Stevensville, headed west. All the lanes are open. You're clear right on through Sandy Point over towards I-97. Made a quick check towards Capitol Beltway. Typical ride there. Very slow. Outer loop, New Hampshire Avenue through Route 29 down the hill towards the Georgia Avenue ramp. The inner loop is clear from 214 going around to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, and we'll have all the normal heavy traffic both sides of the parkway now coming down from Arundel Mills and coming northbound from Powder Mill Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, just a gorgeous next couple of days. And, boy, it's going to be low humidity, partly sunny, mild temps in the mid-80s today. Pretty much the same tomorrow and Thursday. Yeah, we start seeing the heat and a chance of showers Friday through the weekend. And right now we're sunny at 69 in Pasadena, 66 in Parkville. By the second suspect arrested in the ambush of the off-duty patrol agent in New York City is also an illegal alien. So they've got both of them now. Both of them are illegals from the Dominican Republic. Both of them with rap sheets. Both came into the country in 2022 under the Biden regime.
Of course.
And were ordered to be removed in 2023 by an immigration judge. And both were then released, not into the custody of ICE, but released back into their communities where they continued to commit violent acts. There was an arrest warrant for the wounded illegal in the state of Massachusetts, and the one they just arrested yesterday, Christian Abar Baroa, also an illegal from the Dominican Republic. So it is that's who are out there committing these crimes. Speaking of crimes, a smash and grab at a sneaker and clothing store in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, led to the arrest of six juvies, later found in a stolen car with $50,000 worth of stolen merchandise. These Baltimore police confirm, and of course, they stole the car in Baltimore City, and they drove it to Harrisburg, where they committed this smash and grab. Police confirm the juveniles are known to them, it is now being suspected, might be in part of a crime ring. An organized crime ring. Here's retired Sergeant Betsy Smith on how these juveniles are operating.
You have juveniles that are known to police that have allegedly committed multiple felonies. They're tied to this string of burglaries. Absolutely. I think we need to call this for what it is, and that is organized crime.
Yeah, organized crime. It's just not random crime. It's just, not out wilding or whatever, that they're being directed. And Sergeant Smith, who's now retired, says that she believes, and she might be onto something here, that there are adults using and directing these juveniles. Why? Because they know they're going to get released.
Yeah.
You know, they're not going to put their self at risk. And if they get caught, they're going to jail. But here in Maryland, if you get caught, you get a slap on the wrist and go back to mama and papa.
The adults that are either allegedly committing these crimes with them or are directing them to allegedly commit these crimes, they know that these juveniles are barely going to get punished.
So what I think is going to happen now, if this is accurate, if we're finding that adults are directing these juveniles and there is some organizational flow there, that could be then a RICO Act type of thing, where, that's where the feds used to go after the mob. La Cosa Nostra, yep. Et cetera, under the RICO Act. So this might open up the Trump administration now to come in, since Governor Moore won't do it, Mayor Scott won't do it, our general insane asylum progressive Democrat Marxist won't do it. President Trump could then come in, and the feds could get involved in this juvenile crime.
When you have felonies committed across state lines, that's enough for the federal law enforcement officers to get involved.
I would agree. And I would implore, maybe it's maybe Ivan Bates, maybe with the current U.S. attorney. I can't remember her name. I'll have to get it in just a second. But, maybe Bates partners up with the Baltimore U.S. attorney, and maybe they ask for federal help.
in this. And again, that's something. Look, the Federales have helped in a number of occasions. We just, because Baltimore is a de facto sanctuary city, Maryland is a de facto sanctuary state, you know, that this might actually help Baltimore get federal funds as well, if you're willing to get their help to bust up this organized juvenile crime ring, and at the same time, maybe work with ICE.
Yeah, it'd be nice if actually they began to work specifically with ICE in the kind of fashion that the best administrations choose to work with ICE, rather than taking the Eric Adams example or the Karen Bass example, and kind of maybe help sometimes when it actually fits your whim.
Yeah, and look, the liberal mindset is that sanctuary cities provide sanctuary or safe haven for the illegal alien that they, let's say, they're looking for jobs, or they're fleeing their home country for persecution, for whatever the reason. They do get an asylum hearing eventually, but they need a place to hide out. But what they fail to recognize is sanctuary cities are also sanctuaries for criminals.
Mm-hmm.
And they know it. They know it. So they know that Baltimore is a sanctuary city. So criminals will hide out here in Baltimore City. And while they're hiding out here, they're going to victimize law-abiding legal residents of Baltimore City and illegal residents as well. And guess who gets hit the most? It's the illegal residents, because they're usually living in the illegal alien communities or in conclaves where the illegal aliens gather. Mm-hmm. So even though there might not be violent criminals, they just have broken our immigration laws, but they're first up when it comes to being victimized. A lot of the MS-13 victims we see are those in the illegal alien community. All right, stick with us here at 7 o'clock on the Morning Drive.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The families of four Idaho murder victims are not the only ones demanding an answer to the nagging question, why?
President Trump also wants to know why Brian Koberger killed four University of Idaho students in 2022. Against the wishes of the families, Koberger was given a plea deal in exchange for a guilty plea, and in doing so, will avoid the death penalty. But the plea deal did not require Koberger to explain how and why he stabbed the four students to death while they slept. President Trump posted on Truth Social that while life imprisonment is tough, it's better than the death penalty, and he hopes the judge makes Koberger explain why he did it. Koberger is expected to receive four life terms when he's sentenced on Wednesday. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
More than 240,000 pages of files relating to the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. have been released by the Trump administration. The records have been under a court-ordered seal since 1977. Back in January, President Trump signed an executive order declassifying these files, along with those relating to President Kennedy and Robert F. Kennedy. A GOP senator fears President Trump's health could suffer as a result of the endless battles with and attacks by radicals.
Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville told New York talk show host John Cassimatidis on Sunday President Trump's health may be taking a hit from his ongoing battles with bad actors all over the world, but also with what he called the radicals in this country. In his words, every day it's almost like a fistfight. The White House announced last week Mr. Trump has been diagnosed with chronic venous insufficiency. It affects the flow of blood returning from the legs to the heart. Bob Agner reporting.
Watching Wall Street this morning, stock futures modestly lower. The Dow futures currently down 11 points, while the S&P futures are off 6 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
I'm an artist, and I'm in my studio. I listen to the radio all day, and I'm hearing the ads about Relief Factor. And I've got pain in my neck, and it's getting worse. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go ahead and order this. 2 weeks later, I've got much better range of motion. If you're experiencing pain at a certain point in life, I would get Relief Factor.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility, Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. It's 7:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like the construction area is setting up now. Of course, they work, you know, right in the middle of the rush hour. This is, as per usual, northbound 95, Route 24 in Harford County, 76-mile marker. It's already slowing there. It's not too bad at this point. Maybe a quarter mile slow down, but it's going to back up. They're going to take away the left-hand lane. York Road in Hunt Valley, Cockeysville, still closed at the water main break at York Road, at Ashland Road. All the Beltway traffic with the normal delays. Right now, we're about 15 minutes, maybe a little bit longer, with the heavy traffic south at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off cooler and drier for your Tuesday morning with temperatures in the 60s. Heading toward the afternoon, partly cloudy skies, temps in the 80s, and less humidity. We'll see the heat return and the humidity coming back later this week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Bel Air has 61 degrees. Ellicott City has 62 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A lot more temperate than it's been the last handful of days. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. These headlines being brought to you by Vinny Steele, your home and soul guaranteed realty. Simply call 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515. Call or text Vinny Steele at your home and soul guaranteed realty for the best realty business around. Maryland's Attorney General has joined a coalition suing Donald Trump and the administration for restricting access to critical health, education, and social service programs. Anthony Brown is among the group of AGs who say the federal government acted unlawfully by issuing changes without following required procedures. Ballora police have released surveillance images of several persons of interest in a series of vandalism incidents in Federal Hill. Police are asking the public for help to identify the individuals in connection with the July 13th incidents that caused more than 60 vehicles and several businesses. Ocean City will be holding a special election today regarding the regulation of some short-term rentals. The mayor and city council of Ocean City passed an ordinance in March requiring renters to have a five-night minimum stay between 2025 and 2026. That would increase to 31 days in 2027. The special election was scheduled after a petition opposing that ordinance gathered more than 1,000 signatures. And a Glen Burnie man has entered into a plea agreement for using a flamethrower to burn Trump and USA onto the road in front of his home. Craig McQuinn was arrested after the November vandalism incident that left burn marks around 20 feet high, about 5 feet wide. McQuinn pled guilty to one count of second-degree malicious burning in Anne Arundel County on Monday. 7:06 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Pick 3, lottery number 282. Pick 4, 1606. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Vinny, you've been talking with us over the last couple of months about the shifting market. So now more than ever, who you choose to sell your home matters. That's why I always recommend you choose Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, who's joining me today.
Yeah, Sean, thank you. For the last 8 years, we've been telling listeners how they can sell with certainty with my upfront written guarantees, ready buyers, and proven track record in any real estate market.
And your stats speak for themselves. With over 12,000 buyers in waiting, you sell homes 2.8 times faster and for 3.1% more money than the average agent. That's impressive.
Yeah, Sean, on a $400,000 home, that's an extra $12,400 right in your pocket.
So how can you help sellers right now?
Simple. I'll provide sellers with an upfront written guarantee to sell their home for at least 100% of market value, or I'll pay them the difference. So even if the market shifts, they're protected.
Doesn't give any better than that. Take it from me, Sean Casey. If you have a home to sell, call or text Vinny Steele, 410-709-7515, or visit vinnysteele.com.
Now,
Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Now, with 10 games left before the MLB trade deadline, Birds did themselves no favors last night. In Cleveland, falling to the Guardians by a 10-5 count, Tomo Sugano's struggles continued, and the fact that Baltimore brought in three relievers by the names of Corbin Martin, Colin Selby, and Grant Wolfram into a one-run game in the fourth tells you all you need to know about where the Orioles are. Here's manager Mancelino's take in the postgame.
I thought that Martin came in and actually did a pretty good job. You know, he gets through big spot, bring him in, get Sugano out of it. You know, then from there, Selby comes in and picks up Martin. And, you know, felt like we're kind of piecing that thing together right there. And
bullpen allowed six runs, including four by Wolfram. Veterans report today to Owings Mills as the Ravens try to become the first team in the AFC North history to three-peat as division champs. Tight end Mark Andrews looks around the room.
This team is incredibly stacked with incredible players. We have a lot of healthy competition going all around, which makes us better, drives us to be better, and this is going to be a dangerous team. I think that we keep our head down, we keep working.
Elsewhere in the NFL, Philip Rivers officially retiring as a Charger, winner of 137 games in his NFL career. Number two among quarterbacks without a Super Bowl ring. Dan Marino's number one with 147. Coming up in 30 minutes, a national pundit with a suggestion that makes absolutely no sense at all. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Mm-mm-mm. How the heck do you go to not being on the most dangerous list to becoming the fourth most dangerous city in America in 3 months?
Hard work, dedication, and focus on a goal.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, our number. You can email us at themorningdrive at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Coming up in this hour, will the Epstein files, grand jury files, ever be released? New theory out on that. Trump names Barack Hussein Obama as the ringleader of the coup. But our top story here is Hunter Biden apparently is on something.
Yeah, Hunter Biden is on a tear to use the F-bomb as frequently as humanly possible while describing rather mundane events.
I heard Alexander Pelosi say something, call my like, put your big girl pants on to my mom or something. Mm. And I kind of feel like saying, who the f*** do you think you are? I would never speak about your mom that way. I would never speak about your father that way. I would never insult your parents that way.
However, if you wanted to get naked with two or three hookers and maybe in a hotel room, that's a possibility. I'm sorry. I mean, him taking the moral high ground just kind of jangles my nerves just a little bit, Sean.
I just can't get that crack pipe dangling from his mouth
out of my
head. No, I just can't.
Picture you'll never, ever, ever be able to forget. Hunter Biden then decided to go on a real tear about immigration. And he seems to have an opinion or two buried in the midst of these F-bombs.
All these Democrats say, you have to talk about and realize that people are really upset about illegal immigration. F*** you.
He is the smartest man I know.
How do you think your hotel room gets cleaned? How do you think you get food on your table? Who do you think washes your dishes? Who do you think does your garden? Who do you think is here by the sheer just grit and will that they figured out a way to get here because they thought that they could give themselves and their family a better chance.
That soundbite was less than 30 seconds long, folks.
Now we know who was working for the Biden family.
There were seven F-bombs within 30 seconds. You got to work to make that happen. You really do.
He also went after George Clooney.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of the Democrats
yesterday for throwing his dad under the bus.
He is the smartest man his dad has ever met,
yeah.
Which is a clear indication his dad never got out much. Now, Joe Biden's sister, Valerie, has nothing but praise for Good Hunter.
I know that he's a Yale Law School graduate. He was on several of the world. Wait, I might get this wrong. The board for World Hunger or something close like that. The board for World Hunger or something close like that. And that he's been in and he ran business, was involved in many businesses. So yeah, I mean. You know, Hunter is a Biden. He can't run. That's his name.
Yeah. He might want to change his name, but to something else, because Biden is not going to be a very strong endorsement in most circles for employment, for example. Although maybe he doesn't need employment. He has, after all, a child that he's... did he acknowledge that child yet? No, I don't think so. Neither has his dad. So
he did reveal something very interesting. We'll share with you a little bit later on in the show on what his dad was taking.
Yes.
On the night of the
this
debate.
This is fascinating.
Yeah, that's coming up later.
A little bit more from his aunt as well coming up. Right now, though, it's 7:13. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
There's a broken down vehicle at the ramp, right at the beginning of the ramp, BW Parkway southbound. It's the ramp to the inner loop of the Beltway. So you're taking that ramp that would take you down towards 648 and down towards I-97. Room to get by, kind of in the grass area, but the ramp is a little bit slow right there. So heads up, nothing major, but we're slow southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. We're in the area of maybe a little more than a 15-minute delay, 95 and also 895 southbound. And then through downtown, looks like we're okay at 95 Russell Street and 395. Typical ride on the Beltway, slowing now on the Parkville side. Some building traffic, interloop at Greenspring. And the west side is pretty solid, but that's the normal area from 795 going down the hill eventually towards Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It's one of those summer days you just wish you could bottle up.
Yeah.
And just have in perpetuity. Cool, dry, low humidity. Sunny, mild today in the mid-80s for the high. Pretty much the same tomorrow, maybe Thursday before the heat, humidity, and rain come back for the weekend. But right now, it's just a gorgeous day. 67 and sunny in Severn, and it is 68 under sunny skies in Dundalk. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
General Michael Flynn, who was early identified for removal by the Obama coup cabal, as you might imagine, he's loaded for bear. He can't wait till the raids start. They revoke the passports of Barry, Michelle, and the rest of the Obama cabal, Biden. Of course, Brennan, Clapper, Comey, Rice, Monaco, McCord, you name it. But he says something else must happen. It should happen soon.
I do think that just as was done to President Trump when they raided his home at Mar-a-Lago, because they thought that there was, and they planted evidence there in that case. But I do think that what the DOJ should be considering, if not getting ready to conduct, is a raid of Barack Obama's home up there at Kalorama in Washington, D.C., where he's been since he physically left the White House. Mm-hmm. You know, he's been running the White House, you know, all during the Biden regime. And I do think that there's some other places that need to be raided where there are likely, a lot of evidence, a lot of receipts, so to speak.
Yeah, let the FBI go through Michelle Mabel's underwear drawer. Then again, maybe not. But
boxers or briefs. Completely inappropriate thing to say, sorry.
Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna has sent a criminal referral to the Justice Department over Fed Chairman Jerome Powell.
Interesting.
Because he may have lied to Congress, especially when it comes to the renovations going on at the Fed building, which started at $2 billion, now might be up to $3 billion. President Trump has asked to see it, and the Fed won't comply. Because remember, the Fed is a private company. It is not a government agency. And Scott Bessin says, and the Treasury Secretary says, it's time to examine the Federal Reserve.
What we need to do is examine the entire Federal Reserve institution and whether they have been successful. There was fear-mongering over tariffs, and thus far, we have seen very little, if any, inflation. We've had great inflation numbers. So, you know, I think this idea of them not being able to break out of a certain mindset, you know, all these PhDs over there, I don't know what they do.
They don't like it.
And President Trump.
Yeah, we don't know what they do. And a reporter yesterday asking White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, is the president serious about demanding the Washington football team change its name back to the Redskins?
Was the president serious or was he joking this weekend when he said he might block a Washington Commanders stadium deal if they don't change their name?
The president was serious, and it's part of the art of the deal, part of his negotiating skills. As you know, sports is one of the many passions of this president, and he wants to see the name of that team changed.
Why is he getting involved in that? Why does he see that as part of his purview?
I think you've seen the president gets involved in a lot of things that most presidents have not. He's a non-traditional president. He likes to see results on behalf of the American people. And if you actually poll this issue with sports fans across the country and even in this city, people actually do support the president's position on this and the name change.
100%. Yep. 100%. Woke is dead. And let's reclaim what is rightfully ours. President data on 6 months in, core inflation beat market expectations for five straight months. Wholesale prices completely flat. Industrial production beat market expectations. Customs and tariff revenues total $120 billion since Trump took office, topping $100 billion in a fiscal year for the first time in history.
Wow. Wow.
Advanced retail sales smashed expectations in June. Consumer sentiment shot up in July. Initial claims for unemployment benefits fell for the fifth straight week. Housing starts and permits for new builds increased in June above market expectations. President Trump has kept his promises and then some already in the 6 months. Of course, now the Democrats are unprecedentedly basically dragging their feet on Trump's judicial nominees, including Judge Jeanine Pirro, ML Bove, and others. John Thune is responding to Trump's request to cancel the August recess. So he's basically saying, all right, Democrats, you want to play games? You're not going home for August until these judicial nominations get through. He's also demanding answers from Idaho quadruple murderer Brian Koberger ahead of the sentencing after the shock plea deal. He says that Trump is demanding answers. He says Koberger is responsible in Idaho for the deaths of four wonderful young souls, has made a plea bargain deal in order to avoid the death penalty. These were vicious murders with so many questions left unanswered. While life imprisonment is tough, it's certainly better than receiving the death penalty. But before sentencing, I hope the judge makes Koberger, at a minimum, explain why he did these horrible murders. And yeah. Again, most people would agree with President Trump. It's common sense. Finally, Newsweek magazine has declared Trump the most successful president after 6 months since Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
If not more. I mean, Newt Gingrich pointed that out a couple of weeks ago. And Newt's a historian initially. And there's nothing to compare to what this guy's done the first 6 months.
That's day 184 of the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
Y-M-C-A. 7:21 still to come. We'll hear from Valerie Biden and more coming up at the bottom of the hour. President Trump names Obama as the ringleader of the coup that tried to subvert, undermine his administration, and overthrow his presidency.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, information, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles and others at PressBoxOnline.com. PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com.
Hey, folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family-owned, family-operated for over 90 years. Now, that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time.
Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHRC number 1566.
Hey, this is Mackenzie Frost from Fox 45 News. Join me every Thursday on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott, where we talk about the major topic I'll be covering on Fox 45 News in depth with Mackenzie Frost. Every Thursday, I go in-depth on the most important news stories impacting Baltimore and Maryland. Now, you get an inside look at what I've uncovered before the show starts. Don't miss out and tune in for The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott Thursdays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Still to come on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, Trump has named Obama the coup leader.
Wow.
Yeah, and also later on the show, Adam Smith weighs in on whether or not it makes any sense whatsoever to expect the release of the Epstein files and whether or not this is simply just chasing one's tail.
Speaking of which, did you see this headline? U.S. Department of Justice has arrested and charged a Florida man with threatening to kill several people on a client list it says does not exist. Kid you not. DOJ is charging a man for allegedly threatening to kill everyone on the Epstein client list, and of course they say that list is non-existent.
I'd like to see who's on his list. Just curious. 723, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, starting with the Grand Mufti of Egypt, I think would be the first. Once again, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck.
You're on my list, so you better watch
it. Really? You're on my list, fella.
Fella. What are you, Ward Cleaver?
Hey, okay, fellas. Sport, give us a track.
Come on, Sport.
Okay, Sport. Skippy.
You damn Skippy it is.
Yeah, it's an awful thing, isn't it? There's a new wreck at Park Circle, Reisterstown Road, Road Park Drive. Busy spot there. Just a minor wreck. A couple of vehicles are involved. Looking at the slowing here on the parkway southbound, leaving the Beltway and heading down towards the area of West Nursery Road. Looks like just a normal heavy traffic there. And there was a broken down vehicle very nearby. It was at the ramp from the parkway southbound onto the inner loop of the Beltway. Doesn't appear to be a big deal right now with that, but getting onto the Beltway had been just a little bit slow. 695 with all the normal delays. JFX, at least to this point, still clear from Ruxton Road into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast is just a splendid forecast next couple of days. It's going to be dry and cool, mild, mid-80s for the high today. Pretty much the same for tomorrow, maybe Thursday. Heat and humidity and rain come back Friday into Saturday, perhaps. Right now, sunny, 71 in Arnold, 72 under sunny skies in Stevensville. Let's go to the phones. Jeff's in Pasadena.
Morning, Jeff.
Good morning, guys. Want to give a shout out to Barbara and Beverly. Hey, I heard you guys a little 20 minutes ago talking about the guy in Anne Arundel County used a flamethrower to burn or print Trump and USA on the street in front of his house. Mm-hmm. He pled guilty to that.
Yes.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I might be wrong on this, but not too long ago, weren't there people throughout the country? I think Washington, D.C. was one of the areas. Weren't there people painting Black Lives Matter on streets and sidewalks?
Yes. Some authorized, some not.
Did anything happen to them?
Not that I'm aware of.
No, because that was tolerated, you see, because that is a politically correct movement, a woke movement, putting BLM on the streets. But if you etch Trump into a roadway, that's obviously not woke.
When I heard you guys talking about that, because that's the first I heard of it, and when I heard of it, that was the very first thing I thought of, you know, people doing that Black Lives Matter.
Well, it's the same thing. Remember the people drawing the rainbow stuff on at intersections? And then there was a guy in a car that was doing, like, donuts over it, leaving skid marks on the rainbow symbol, and he got charged.
Yes,
he
did. Double standard.
Yeah, the people that defaced the streets did not get charged, but the guy that left the skid marks on the rainbow pride stuff, he's the one that got charged and went to jail. Jeff, it's a great point. Thanks so much for the call.
Have a good day.
You too.
Thanks,
Jeff.
Valerie Biden is Hunter Biden's aunt. She is a Joe Biden sis. And in her view, look, I guess this is kind of nice. After a fashion, some family loyalty from her toward her nephew. She says basically Hunter's a rock star.
He is he's a smart and capable and honorable and good young man.
Of course he is.
And he's somehow convinced all of us that these people are the criminals.
He's a very bright young man.
Right.
Yeah, he's a very, very bright young man. He's a smart guy. You know, he's just a wonderful, wonderful guy. Valerie Biden talking about her nephew, Hunter. Look, there is some familial pride there, but of course she openly acknowledges she has really no idea exactly what the guy's been doing as an adult.
Anybody who drops the F-bomb that much in any conversation is not bright.
No.
Okay.
If you have to drop it 7 times in 30 seconds to make your point, sorry, that's just a little excessive. 6 times would probably be okay. But 7, you're just out of order. Now, look, there's another guy who just has been around the periphery of politics for some time. He loses every time he runs, but that doesn't seem to dissuade him. And, folks, I think Beto O'Rourke is back.
Donald Trump's policies, whether it's the big, beautiful bill that's going to take nearly 2 million Texans off of Medicaid or transfer nearly $1 trillion of wealth to the richest 1% at the expense of working families, his policies are deeply unpopular. He doesn't want to face accountability from the voters, and he's worried about keeping his very slim majority in Congress. So he's trying to pick up 5 seats through this redistricting process in Texas.
Okay, now, to take 2 million voters or 2 million Texans off the Medicaid rolls would indicate that under the rules they've set up that these are not actually people who are eligible to be on Medicaid in the first place. It's kind of hard to feel sorry for somebody who is an illegal alien in this country who then hops onto Medicaid. Yes, sorry, if you consider yourself a Texan, you're no longer on Medicaid because while you consider yourself a Texan, you are not considered by the law as an American citizen, and you're not eligible to be on Medicaid, period.
You know, it's fascinating. The hypocrisy of Beto O'Rourke. By the way, he was just in Baltimore at a town hall discussing
really?
All this. But this is a guy's name is Robert O'Rourke.
Yep.
And when he ran, he gave himself the nickname Beto because he wanted to try to pander to the Latino vote, much like Sandy Ocasio-Cortez did.
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. This is Beto O'Rourke. He says, this is classic. He says, the Democrats care about principles. The GOP apparently doesn't. It's 729, Talk Radio 680, WCBN.
All right, Vinny Steers, your Home Sold Guarantee Realty Company, and Vinny wants to sell your home, and he will. And he'll guarantee the sale of your home once you both agree on the asking price and in the time frame in which you want to sell. And then you sign the contract, sign on the dotted line, your home sold. That simple. And it happens that way, because Vinny's got all sorts of different programs. Stay in your home, sell your home, stay in your home up to 12 months, the trade-in program. You can trade in your home once I give you a car. Or the fixer-upper, if you don't feel like making the repairs, he'll do it for you. Then they subtract that at settlement. Any number of programs. But he's got the database. That's the most important. Tens of thousands of buyers that right now are looking for your home. And as soon as you list with Vinny, your home is sold just like that. Just in a matter of minutes, hours, days. Certainly not weeks or months. Call Vinny today, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Tell him I told you to call. Coming up next, Trump says it's Obama behind the coup. Here are the latest news headlines. Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. Elroy County Police say a 19-year-old and a 14-year-old are facing drug and gun charges following a traffic stop in Glen Burnie. On Friday night, police stopped a driver on Clara Circle for weaving through traffic at a high rate of speed. When officers approached, the rear passenger took off carrying a backpack. When it was recovered, police found suspected cannabis, a loaded handgun, an extended magazine, and a fraudulent license plate. Bruce Dent III and 18 were both taken into custody. We're just talking about this story. A Glen Burnie man has entered into a plea agreement for using a flamethrower to burn Trump and USA onto the road in front of his home. Craig McQuinn was arrested after the November vandalism incident that left burn marks around 20 feet high, around 5 feet wide. U.S. News and World Report has ranked Baltimore as the 4th most dangerous place in the U.S. for its list for 2025 and 2026. Poll was based on each city's murder and property crime rates per 100,000 people, determined by FBI crime stats. Memphis, Tennessee was the most, followed by Oakland, California, then St. Louis, and then Baltimore. U.S. News and World Report did not include Baltimore in its 25 most dangerous places in their last review. Maryland's AG has now joined a coalition of others suing the Trump administration for restricting access to critical health, education, and social service programs. Anthony Brown, among the group of attorneys who say the federal government acted unlawfully by issuing the changes without following required procedures. Brown says the sweeping restrictions would gut vital safety net programs and endanger the health, education, and well-being of the most vulnerable. Come back up on 732 on WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at saferetirementsolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Pick three lottery is 282. Your pick four, 1606. And now it's 733. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
There's some slowing on the parkway we mentioned last time around, southbound right after the Beltway and before West Nursery Road. We see a little bit more activity as a state highway truck with the arrow board out, forcing traffic out of the right lane. I think he's picking up some debris that was actually in the right lane and see him kind of moving some stuff off to the shoulder. So just a heads up, he's there. You'll see the big yellow truck sitting off to the right side. Every once in a while, one car kind of gets right behind it, but the guy is working just in front of that truck. So heads up, coming south from the Beltway. The new wreck in the city again at Park Circle at Reisterstown Road at Druid Park Drive. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off cooler and drier for your Tuesday morning with temperatures in the 60s. Heading toward the afternoon, partly cloudy skies, temps in the 80s and less humidity. We'll see the heat return and the humidity coming back later this week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. With the Orioles having fallen out of contention here in 2025, GM Mike Elias now focusing on the team's roster composition in 26. Here he is on MLB Network Radio.
I mean, looking at our next year's roster, once again, I think that the positional group is a little bit more set than the pitching group, but I think we got to see what's out there in the market in terms of returns. You know, we'd like to get
pitchers with expiring contracts, including starters Zach Eflin, Charlie Morton, and Tomo Sugano, Sir Anthony Dominguez, Gregory Soto, and Andrew Kittredge headline the bullpen. So there's a lot to choose from there. Brandon Young will take the hill tonight in Game 2 of the 4-game set with the Guardians. Orioles lost it last night 10-5 with the bullpen, surrendering 6 runs in relief of Tomo Sugano. Elsewhere in baseball, Brewers manager Pat Murphy calling his team just a bunch of average Joes on Sunday after Milwaukee beat the Dodgers. Well, yesterday, the average Joes won their 11th game in a row, 6-0 over the Mariners, moving into first place in the NL Central. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser steered clear yesterday of President Donald Trump's threats to scuttle a stadium deal if the team does not return to their former name. The deal still needs to be approved by the D.C. Council. Trump threw a big curve into matters Sunday when he made clear his desire for the Commanders to return to their former name as a stipulation for building a new stadium on federal land in the district. Big Ten football media day today in Las Vegas. The preseason Big Ten football poll came out yesterday. And with 18 teams now in the Big Ten, from Seattle to College Park, the Terps rank number 16, with only Northwestern and Purdue below. Penn State is one, followed by Ohio State, Oregon, Illinois, and Michigan. Tennis news, 45-year-old Venus Williams returned to the court for the first time in over a year yesterday, winning a doubles match at the D.C. Open in Rochester. Rock Creek Park. NBA star Kevin Durant was on hand to watch the 21-time Grand Slam titleist team with Haley Baptiste for a straight set win. The time now is 7:36. When we return, stupid is as stupid does.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
This actually could be the most stupid comment ever from a national sportscaster, and the award, of course, goes to Stephen A. Smith. Although I do agree with him a lot of stuff. Here's Stephen A. speaking.
Apparently he whispered.
He did. He whispered. Let's see if I can find Stephen A. here on another one. All right, Stephen A. Anyway, his desire, in order to avert this crisis with President Trump, asking the Commanders to name and this and that, his desire is for both the Ravens and the Commanders to share a stadium. What? There should be one stadium in the state of Maryland, and they would share it. And then, therefore, you know, the Commanders wouldn't have to go back to D.C. They would share the stadium. It's the most stupid idea I've ever heard because it solves absolutely nothing.
Well, the Jets and Giants do it.
Well, but wait a minute. The Commanders don't want it. The Commanders want to go back to the city. The Ravens want to stay in Baltimore.
Yeah.
If you have a stadium in Landover, let's say, that shares both teams, neither team gets to play in their home city.
Right.
Well, how does that solve anything?
Well, I remember years ago that when they were talking about moving the building a stadium in Laurel, there were people that were suggesting they put it in Savage. That way they'd be the Savage Redskins.
Savages. Remember Paul Lynde?
Yes.
In Hollywood Squares? Yes. Yeah. Savages.
Savages. Yeah.
Remember well, stupid.
Stephen A., you know, he is swinging a miss on that.
However, he did make a rather important note yesterday, reminding all of us that Griner, she's a guy.
Brittany Griner.
She's a guy.
No.
Yeah, really. Yeah. She's playing in the WNBA.
What do you think gives it away?
I don't know. The Adam's apple?
Does she? Have you ever really looked? Sean, I know you haven't watched.
You know, I don't watch the NWNBA.
So you don't know if she's got an Adam's apple?
I've heard her speak when she got released from the Russian prison.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He got released from the Russian prison. I heard him speak. I'm going, wait a minute. That's
right.
A dude.
That's not a woman.
Okay.
So you guys
he's got
a
deeper voice than I do.
Wait, so you guys are absolutely convinced?
Yes.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, right up there with, you know, top five, you know, Michelle Obama, Brittany Griner.
What? What in the world? Yeah.
Big Mike, you've never heard that?
I've heard it.
Have you seen the videos?
Rumor is, by the way, that Barack Obama is also a guy.
You guys are just way out there. I don't know if I can continue.
Remember, you signed up for this.
I did.
All right, Gary, thanks so much. Appreciate that. President Trump, yesterday, put out on True Social, Obama himself manufactured the Russia hoax. Crooked Hillary, Sleepy Joe, and numerous others participated in this. The crime of the century. Irrefutable evidence. A major threat to our country. Here's Tulsi Gabbard on Maria Bartiromo on Sunday.
There was direct intent to cover up the truth about what occurred and who was responsible and the broad network of how this seditious conspiracy was concocted and who exactly was responsible for carrying it out.
So at the end of the day, we need to look at Pam Bondi. Is that the person who at the end of the day is going to bring us accountability? Pam Bondi?
Attorney General Pam Bondi, FBI Director Kash Patel, it is their responsibility to gather all of the evidence, both that we have released, the facts that have already been known previously, the information that will continue to come out, and move forward with this prosecution and these indictments.
Uh-oh. Yeah. A former Washington Compost reporter is weighing on the Russian collusion doc, saying, "Call jaw-dropping, slam-dunk evidence." Yeah. Of a conspiracy, end of quote. And the DOJ has confirmed receipt of Tulsi Gabbard's criminal referral on the Barack Obama administration.
We are referring all of the documents that we have uncovered to the Department of Justice and the FBI for a criminal referral.
Speaker Johnson said yesterday Congress may subpoena former President Obama for allegedly colluding with America's intelligence agencies to tie President Trump to the Russia hoax during the 2016 election. Quote, I think we have a responsibility to follow the truth where it leads, to do effectively the opposite of what the other team did. They were engaged in a partisan political plot to take down their foe in another party. We need to be about the rule of law and bring an order to the chaos and searching out the truth, because the American people are owed these answers. Mm-hmm. If it's uncomfortable for Obama, he shouldn't have been involved in overseeing this, which is what appears to us has happened. Yeah. End of quote. Mike Davis of the Article 3 Project says, he doesn't think Obama may be immune like others are suggesting.
He might be able to claim presidential immunity for his actions while he was the president of the United States, and they'll have to litigate that, right? It's unclear whether he'll ultimately get presidential immunity for this, but I'll tell you this, it's an ongoing criminal conspiracy, and presidential immunity covers his actions while he's the president of the United States. They don't cover his actions when he's the former president of the United States, and when he's participating in the cover-up of this conspiracy, then he doesn't have presidential immunity.
So my first question is, when you are going to charge with treason and or seditious conspiracy, as president, he may be immune for committing those acts. Mm-hmm. But as Mike Davis says, in the aftermath of his presidency, the cover-up, what role did he play in the cover-up of these acts? Is the penalty the same if you are convicted of conspiracy to commit treason or seditious conspiracy, or sedition rather, or covered up? That's my big question. So,
fair question.
Yeah, stay tuned with that. We'll see where it goes. It's in the hands of Cash and Pam.
7:43 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes. Oh, hey, wait. We need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Our telephone number is 410-WCBM-680. Got about 60 seconds, because first we have Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. The contractor working on 95. They choose to work right in the middle of the rush hour, northbound at Route 24, 76-mile marker. Almost a mile back up right now. Perfect timing for the traffic trying to go from Harford County up into the area of the Tidings Bridge. Don't work overnight. Not there at 5 o'clock in the morning, but they work at 7 o'clock in the morning. You figure it out. The detour's still there. The water main break last week. The star of the road closed. Might reopen today at York Road and Ashland Road, but for right now, still shut down. 20 to 25-minute delays right now with the heavy traffic stop and go southbound at both the harbor tunnels. Summer driving can be very hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive get your vehicle ready. Check your tires, belts, hoses, coolant, and more. Get it all done. One place can handle it. Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, cool and dry, at least through today, tomorrow. Again, on Thursday, Friday, we might see some heat and humidity start cranking back into the area. But right now, it is just a gorgeous day. Highs today in the mid-80s. Right now, we're looking at 69 and sunny in Middle River, 69 downtown in Baltimore City. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you'll be the winner. Today, we've got a WCBM 100th anniversary T-shirt and coffee mug. Our contestant is Ray in Brooklyn. Good morning, Ray.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Ray. You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go last.
All right, Ray, good luck to you.
All right.
Here are your three stories. Story one. A 31-year-old man, authorities believe, killed his mother and two others before driving his mother's body to a relative's home in Pennsylvania, will undergo a competency evaluation before his bail is set. Appearing virtually in Towson District Court, the man apparently took his mother's body in her white Toyota vehicle to his estranged sister's house. Say, here's mom.
Must have been the weakest.
It's your turn to watch her.
Story two.
She's a little stiff, but she's all
right. Ring's flying home drone could be launching soon after several years of testing. You know the Ring cameras that you put in your home?
Yep. Yes.
They now have one that will launch its drone. It will monitor your home in the air. It will even stalk burglars. Even recharges itself. Hmm. Story three. A new airline company will be launching called Wings USA. It will feature military aircraft, passenger planes like the C-130 or C-5 to transport large numbers of passengers at half the cost of commercial airlines. Wings USA is a veteran-owned company. Will fly out of 20 major airports starting this fall. Story one. A man drives mom to his sister's house, but she was deceased in the back seat. Story two, Ring's flying spy drone. And the latest in home security. Or story three, Wings USA, a veteran-owned company that will start flying this fall. All right, we'll start with Chuck.
Three.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Three.
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 Are you sure?
Three. Three.
Three. Please.
Exactly.
Three.
Tres. Cuatro. Cinco. Please.
Bruce.
Four, five, three, what?
I told you to be quiet.
Well, first, Chuck, you have to answer a question for him, if you could. This 31-year-old driving with mom, would he qualify for the HOV two-lane?
I'm sure he would. Just sit in the front, though.
Just wondering on that.
You'd have to prop her up first.
Okay, yeah, just like to check to be sure I know.
I
think it's story number two is fake news.
Let's go story two. Kristen?
Yeah, the sad thing is the only one I feel like probably is true is the mother's body story. It's the other two that I'm stuck between. But I think I'm also going to go with number two. I think the drone, there's still going to be a lot of liability issues. I assume that would be expensive. I'm not sure if we're there yet. So I say two.
All right. And Ray in Brooklyn.
I'll have to go with number two as well. I agree with that.
Ray goes for number two. Nobody votes for story number one. What was it? What was the one that the dead body? Weekend at Bernie's.
Yes. Yeah.
Right? No. That is a true story. Story number two, Ring's new flying spy drone, is also a true story. Oh, that makes story three, Wings USA. Oh. Chuck was the only one. Go ahead, Chuck.
Play the band for Chuck.
You can call me Ray, and you can call me Jay,
but you don't have to be calling me Ray J. Johnny Jr.
Raymond J. Johnson Jr.
Ray, thanks for playing and listening, and we'll try again next time. So Chuck Whitaker emerges victorious, folks.
Yes. About time, don't you think?
Yeah, you've been a little bit of a skid of late.
Yeah, I was a little bit stale here for a while, but I'm all right now. Yeah,
right, you're re-energized.
You're all right now, Chuck?
Nothing like a shot of Bailey's right after the last report. Yes. That'll help you with that.
I'm actually sitting on a diehard with my foot in a bucket.
That'll keep you going.
Yeah.
Kind of a shocking approach to things, but... Yes.
I told you to be quiet.
Sorry.
Told Duracell Johnson. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. 7:49, 11 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Coming up at the top of the hour, Boulder County continues to embarrass itself while Kathy Klaasmeyer is involved in this Inspector General controversy. So we have the latest on that as we get closer and closer, but we'll tell you about the latest, of course. The Democrats have a Mom Donnie problem, Kami Mondami. And, of course, wait to hear what Dr. Marty McCary says on what the Chinese are up to and what we allowed them to do. And Hunter Biden weighs in on what his dad was on during the debate that sealed his fate with the president. By the way, MS-13 man, Kilmar Abrego Garcia's lawyers are asking a judge to delay his release from jail. They wanted him to be a free man. Now they want to keep him behind bars. Why? Because as soon as he sets foot a free man, he's going to get deported, folks. Probably to Eswatini in South Africa, formerly known as Swaziland.
Swaziland,
yeah. Exactly. All right. 7:50, 10 minutes before the hour. Best of the Morning Drive. Available each and every day at WCBM.com. Rumble, our Facebook pages. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHRC number 1566.
Looking for fun just off Route 140 and 795? Well, swing by Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. We've got three mini golf courses, a driving range with lights, and a nine-hole executive course that's perfect for all skill levels, from family fun to serious practice. It's all here, next to the Reisterstown Sportsplex. Mitchell's Golf Complex, open daily. Golf, fun, close to home. Call 410-833-7721 or on the web at mitchellsgolf.com.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:52, Tuesday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. As always, thank you so very much for having us in this and every day. We crank up at 6:05 Monday through Friday, so we hope you're here with us. First hour usually has some hilarious stuff. So yeah. You don't want to catch it.
Hammond Conalinga says, Sean and Bruce, remember a few months ago the predictions of Democrats and the mainstream media, but I repeat myself, were how the Trump administration was about to implode.
Yep.
Tariffs would destroy our economy and inflation would run amok. Not only did that, none of that happen. Now, even James Carville, admitting the Democrat Party is a, quote, cracked out clown car, end of quote. The current Democrats and mainstream media should never be considered credible again.
Period.
Yeah. And why are they allowing that crackpot Stephen Colbert on the air till May?
Yeah.
Because all he's going to do now is...
That's what his contract is up.
Yeah. Well, but...
They don't want to have to
but now
have
he doesn't
find him out.
Not that he was behaving himself before, but now he can go really off the rails.
Sure, of course. You know, but, you know, it's temporary. Look, it's... Again, this is not aimed at Stephen Colbert. This is a larger media trend. A year, 2 years ago, you did not have a Greg Gutfeld eating up a large chunk of the late-night audience. It's a different world now. And the old line... Nighttime talk shows maybe going bye-bye. 7:53, traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
JFX still okay. Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. Took a quick look at the Beltway. Bel Air Road to Providence Road, northeast side. The inner loop at Green Spring to the JFX. And then the west side is dead solid. It's from 795 all the way down through Route 40. Getting better finally as you're moving south of Frederick Road. The inner loop is a little slow between Edmondson Avenue and Route 40. Southwest side of the Beltway looks good. They still have that debris, and the state highway truck is still there. Right lane on the BW Parkway as you're moving south right after the Beltway. It's not a big deal, but you'll see the flashing lights there. Both the tunnels are still in the area of 20 to 25-minute delays. South construction has a lane block northbound I-95 at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, gorgeous day today, cool and dry, sunny in the mid-80s for the high, pretty much the same for tomorrow into Thursday, and then, of course, heat and humidity crank back into the area on Friday and Saturday. Right now, sunny, 70 in Middle River, and it is 71 in Pasadena.
There's been a lot of, speculation, Sean, about the Epstein grand jury stuff. The administration has called for its release. It is very unusual to have a grand jury testimony released. There are circumstances under which it does happen, but there are not many of them. A woman who actually takes care of SCOTUS blog, her name is Sarah Iskor, says it ain't happening.
It's not going to happen, and it's not going to satisfy them even if it would. You know, under Criminal Procedure 6E, grand jury materials are sealed. Now, there are exceptions. The Department of Justice has obviously asked the judge to unseal these.
Yeah, see, there are exceptions. The Trump administration says, please follow the exceptions. But, you know, as I pointed out, the very day this was suggested, the exceptions may basically mean they'll release it, but with virtually every page redacted. because anything that's said by a witness to a grand jury is supposed to be confidential. So it doesn't matter who the witness is. You can't just redact the name. You have to redact every single piece of that testimony and everywhere that testimony leads to other testimony from other witnesses. Or somebody can then trace it back from Z all the way back to A.
The exceptions are all related to official Department of Justice business. They have another investigation that they need it on, or another crime that's been committed, national security. Not, we're in a political sticky wicket and we could use your help. That is not a reason to release grand jury materials. I can't imagine a judge saying yes to this.
Yeah, sticky wickets typically aren't exactly where they would go with this. I'm not even quite sure what a sticky wicket is, but I'm in favor of ignoring them if at all possible, for fear that they might do something to your complexion. Now, a couple of months ago, a different topic, Elizabeth Warren was saying, you know what, this Trump policy, this is, it shows that I probably should pay attention to Donald Trump and not to these other people. She was saying a couple months ago, this is April, that these tariffs that Donald Trump is putting in, they're going to lead to disaster, just as we're now saying that release of the grand jury reports will lead to disaster.
Comes in and basically starts the dumbest trade war in the history of this country. This is going to be about potentially millions of people losing their jobs. It's going to be about millions of people losing their savings, many of people losing their retirement security, and at the same time taking on even higher costs.
Yeah, they're taking on even higher costs. We don't have the inflation she was worrying about. We don't have the recession she was warning us of. There's no depression that's currently on the horizon. Things are actually going very well, and we're pulling in a whole lot of money from these tariffs as we now readjust to a world of bilateral agreements rather than one-sided agreements that favor those of our trading partners who choose to take advantage of us, and they will. Congressman Jim Himes, also a Democrat, says when it comes to the Epstein report, the same thing is going to happen to the Obama stuff that Tulsi Gabbard's pointing out. In other words, nothing.
This is Epstein all over again. Criminal referrals. We're going to prosecute Barack Obama. You know, treasonous and seditious. Here's the thing, and I hope that 4, 5, 6 weeks from now, don't take it from this Democrat, 4, 5, 6 weeks from now, let's see if this administration, Tulsi Gabbard accusing a former president of treason, let's see if they bring charges. They won't.
They won't, he says, with some confidence, 4, 5, 6 weeks from now. So I'm going to earmark that. We'll come back in 4, 5, 6 weeks and check to see. Because Himes says that there's no judge in this country who's going to hear this case. That's his contention. There is no judge in this country who would hear the case against Barack Obama, just as there is no judge who's going to open up the Epstein files for public examination.
There's not a judge in the land, not a single judge, who will treat this with anything other than laughter that will be heard from the Atlantic to the Pacific in this country. So the test of this is 4, 5, 6 weeks from now, is the DOJ yep. bringing charges? And the answer to that is no, and now we're going to be in Epstein world, where, like, wait a minute, treasonous conspiracy by a former president. Why isn't the Department of Justice bringing charges? And the answer to that question is that it is a lie.
Yeah, that's what he says. It is a lie. Although there's an awful lot of factual evidence that would indicate it's anything but a lie. You even have former reporters of the New York Times saying this is no slam dunk. There's now a specific paper trail that justifies exactly what Tulsi Gabbard is saying, Sean.
Well, it's all in the ball, is in the court of the DOJ, and it's up to them when are they going to be indicted, and then we'll worry about the judge. And if the judge not willing to do their job, they can be dismissed. 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. They call money the mother's milk of politics, and April through June saw a lot of that milk flow to the Democrat congressional campaign machine, but even more to the House Republican campaign arm.
The National Republican Congressional Campaign outraised its counterpart, Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, in the second quarter of 2025. The House GOP campaign arm brought in $32.3 million in the second quarter of the year, while the House Democratic campaign arm raised $29.1 million in the same period. In June alone, the NRCC raised raised $18.1 million, and the DCCC brought in $12.7 million. In 2025 so far, the NRCC raised a total of $69 million, while the DCCC has raised $66 million. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Parts of the East bracing for yet another intense heat wave as the high heat and humidity enveloping the country's midsection expands eastward as we head into the weekend. Currently, the Midwest and the South are feeling it, or will soon be. Forecasters say all of that heat and humidity make it feel even hotter than it actually is. President Trump heading to Scotland later this week. It's a land that he is well familiar with.
The president plans to meet with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer during his upcoming trip.
We are going to have a meeting with him probably in Aberdeen, and we're going to do a lot of different things, and we're going to also refine the trade deal that we've made.
His family business has a golf course near Aberdeen in northeast Scotland, while a second course is set to open in the area soon. There is also a Trump course near Turnberry in the country's southwest. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Although revenues and profits were down in the second quarter, General Motors easily beat expectations. The automaker standing by the 2025 outlook that it had revised downward in May. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 62 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
My back got injured very bad. I was off work for about a year. I heard about Relief Factor from my wife. I took it every day, three times a day, for 3 weeks. Look at her and I said, the pain is gone. And she said, I'm glad it helped. I said, no, you don't understand. It's gone.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3 week quick start today. Only $19.95.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
One lane is taken away, 95 North in Harford County. They do construction in the rush hour. It's just remarkable, but they do it, and we're slow. Northbound, 76-mile marker at Route 24. It's at least a mile back up there. Both the Harvard tunnels, very heavy traffic. Now southbound, 895, the old Harvard Tunnel Thruway is now backing up beyond Pulaski Highway, not quite back to Moravia Road, and 95 South is back to Moravia Road. So again, right now, we're looking at 25-minute delays going south into both the Harvard Tunnels, even with the lanes open. There's a new wreck in the city, southwest side, going to be on Caton Avenue, just north of the bridge at I-95 at Caton Avenue and Benson Avenue, again, over on the southwest corner. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off cooler and drier for your Tuesday morning with temperatures in the 60s. Heading toward the afternoon, partly cloudy skies, temps in the 80s and less humidity. We'll see the heat return and the humidity coming back later this week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're now Glen Burnie, 70 degrees, Hunt Valley, 70 degrees on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Baltimore police have released surveillance images of several persons of interest in a series of vandalism incidents in Federal Hill. Police are asking the public for help to identify the individuals in connection with the July 13th incidents that damaged more than 60 vehicles and several businesses. Ocean City will be holding a special election today regarding the regulation of some short-term rentals. The mayor and city council of Ocean City passed an ordinance in March requiring renters to have a five-night minimum stay between 2025 and 2026 that would increase to 31 days in 2027. The special election was scheduled after a petition opposing that ordinance gathered more than 1,000 signatures. Voting will be held at 7 a.m. till 8 p.m. today at the Convention Center on Coastal Highway. In other words, it is now going on. Glenn Burnyman has entered into a plea agreement for using a flamethrower to burn Trump and USA onto the road in front of his home. Craig McQuinn was arrested after the November vandalism incident that left burn marks around 20 feet high and around 5 feet wide. McQuinn pled guilty to one count of second-degree malicious burning in Anne Arundel County Court on Monday. Lottery numbers, pick 3, 282, pick 4, 1606, and next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100%, to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. An ineffective Tomo Sugano, relieved by an even more ineffective bullpen last night, resulted in the Orioles' fifth loss in their last six games.
To give them a chance to rally, and now Kyle Manzardo clobbers it to deep right field. Gone! And the Guardians go ahead 6-5.
Call on Guardians TV. Manzardo's sixth inning shot was the tiebreaker, and the Guardians would pile on four more en route to a 10-5 decision over the Birds. Orioles' bullpen in relief of Tomo Sugano allowing six runs, four by Grant Wolfram. Ramon Laureano with a two-run shot for Baltimore, four runs batted in all. Baltimore fans wanting to turn the page can do so today as the Ravens welcome their veterans to Owings Mills for the start of training camp 2025. The expectations are high, as you know. Here's quarterback coach T. Martin on what Lamar can do better to get them where they want to go.
Well, just finishing for the most part. You know, we really think about things like, you know, turnovers and things of that nature. Kind of the obvious stuff, right, that he's hard on himself about. You know?
Lamar with multiple turnovers in half of his playoff games. Coming up in 30 minutes, Mike Elias' wish list for 2026. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Stars. Spangled Banner. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, on the heels of Baltimore City becoming the fourth most dangerous city in the country, we now have another national embarrassment. I'll tell you about that in just a second. Welcome to the program here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive, and of course 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, Dr. Marty McCary reveals something that's very chilling as to they're experimenting on our genes. You know, G-E-N-E-S.
I thought the other spelling I was concerned.
And the Democrats have a Kami Mamdani problem.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do. Top story, though, is remember who appointed Kathy Klossmeyer, the interim county executive. It was the Baltimore County Council. Remember that. But this was right after Johnny Zero had resigned. And everybody was talking about, this was a wonderful pick. She's got a history of bipartisanship, and she was in the state house, blah, blah, blah. Turns out may have been the worst pick ever. Why? Because a very simple game here. All you had to do when it came to the Baltimore County Inspector General is to reappoint Kelly Madigan. to her job, and she did a fantastic job. She was named the International Fraud Fighter of the Year. Who better?
Yeah.
But then again, when you are one of those independent inspector generals that is going to turn over the rocks, no matter where those rocks appear, including in the Olszewski family, this is, you know, Baltimore County Democrat machine politics. And to make matters worse, the Association of Inspectors General sent a letter to the Baltimore County Council and County Executive Kathy Klausmeier this week, raising concerns about the selection process as it continues to unfold. Should have been a slam dunk a couple of months ago.
Mm-hmm.
They wrote, an inspector general must be selected through an open and transparent process that ensures independence, not one controlled exclusively by elected officials who may themselves fall under the IG's jurisdiction. That's unfortunately what appears to be happening in Baltimore County. Best practices and good governance demand safeguards that protect the integrity and objectivity over the oversight function. Well, remember, we are talking about politicians here.
Yeah.
When we're talking about integrity and objectivity. Isabel Cumming, who I believe does have integrity and is objective, she's the Baltimore City Inspector General. She weighed in on the Kathy Klausmeier process.
If you're going to let the Inspector General stay for another term, you simply reappoint them. And instead, she gave the Inspector General a letter that told her to reapply. Well, that fundamentally set the stage for an incorrect process. It constantly comes down to the independence. If an inspector general is not independent, then they are not really an inspector general.
Yeah, and what's happened here is the code says either reappoint, okay, or you find somebody new. But Kathy Klausmeier has conflated the two. She's saying, well, you can reapply for the job that you currently hold. I mean, it's insanity. This is a national embarrassment for Baltimore County. And Isabel Cumming says, look, as an inspector general, you have to. It's mandatory. You must be independent.
Our job is to be the independent watchdog for the citizens. And if you take away that important pillar, then the entire organization of inspector generals starts to crumble.
Yeah.
You're pretty simple.
And she says this process right now is way off track.
And when we get notified of things that are definitely going off track, that's the time we step in, because this organization actually tries to ensure consistency, transparency, independence, and best practices.
Yeah, well, clearly best practices are not at work here, I can guarantee you that. Coming up, we'll hear from Kelly Madigan herself and more on, again, a bad day for Baltimore area. Baltimore City, fourth most dangerous, and now this national embarrassment that Kathy Klausmeier is lording over in Baltimore County.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 8:13 right now. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
They're still working on the water main break, which happened last week, and they're trying to get the road completely back open today, but they're still there at York Road and Ashland Road. So in Cockeysville, Hunt Valley, heads up for that. You'll still be over on I-83 through that area. Back up here at the construction zone, they work in the rush hour. They just block a lane, 95 northbound, major interstate, knock it down to two lanes, mile back up northbound. Ah, so what? Okay. After you get past the 76-mile marker, eventually get up into Belcamp and Aberdeen, then the pace will pick up once again through there. Beltway locally, all still with the normal delays. Parkville side, Interloop at Green Springs, 795 to Frederick Road. Southwest side of the Beltway, last check was doing okay. Some problems with debris earlier on the BW Parkway, which was southbound after the Beltway near West Nursery Road. They might still be there on the right side. Both the tunnels still in that area, 20 to 25-minute delays. Southbound, the new wreck in the city, Caton Avenue, will be just north of the bridge at I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast shaping up like this for your Tuesday. Gorgeous, gorgeous day today, tomorrow. So enjoy while you can. Cool and dry, less humidity, sunny, highs mid-80s. Pretty much the same for Wednesday, maybe a little bit on Thursday. And then Thursday afternoon, evening, we start seeing some of the heat and humidity crank back into the area. And maybe some showers on Saturday. Right now, sunshine, 72 in Pasadena, 70 in Parkville. Time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again it is 8:15. Time for us to head to the circus to see which lefty has lost it. My God, this is a topic that just won't go away. Once again, we have somebody on the far left saying, in order to make the society right, in order to somehow cure the ills of all that ails us, we have to have, you got it, reparations.
Ladies and gentlemen, today we stand united in the shadow of a grievous history, for everything has been stolen from us. Our gold, our jewelry, our cherished artifacts, our land, and the very essence of our culture. This loss is not merely material. It represents the erasure of our identity and heritage. We call for the return of what is rightfully ours, and we seek this restitution through peaceful means, for we believe in dialogue and understanding. However, let it be clear, if our plea for justice goes unanswered, we will be prepared to meet force with force to reclaim that which was taken from us with the same vigor that was used in its theft. We demand respect for our rightful place in history, and we will not be silenced.
All right. Again, the same objections come up every time this canard is brought in public, and that those are, as an example, how do you determine who owes what? How do you determine who gets what? How do you determine, after 150 years, how many intermarriages have there been between black people and white people, and does that affect the percentage of how much money comes in? How do you determine what the liability of people who came here following World War II is, or following World War I? They had nothing to do with historic slavery. So do they get off scot-free? If I can say my ancestors have fought for the North, do I get a dispensation for that? Give me a break. It's an unsolvable problem. It's a Gordian knot. Take a sword, cut it in half, and move on. For heaven's sakes, give it a rest. Sorry for the motion. Please get back at the clock, ma'am. I respectfully disagree with your opinion.
It was a very simple formula, Bruce. If you black, you get it back.
Okay, fine. Right.
That's
fine.
It. Right. I mean, you know, that's as simple as I can get with it. By the way, I'm really confused now. All right, here's the latest. It is now being reported, and it's been confirmed by the DOJ. Attorney General Pam Bondi announced this morning that it is the intention of the Department of Justice to meet with Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein's associate, who is serving 20-year prison term for her role in the scheme to sexually exploit and abuse multiple underage girls over the course of a decade, of which there apparently is no list, of no evidence of any list. Quote, this Department of Justice does not shy away from uncomfortable truths, nor from the responsibility to pursue justice wherever the facts may lead. This joint statement by the DOJ and the FBI remains as accurate today as it was when it was written, namely, in the recent thorough review of the files maintained by the FBI in the Epstein case, no evidence was uncovered that could predicate an investigation against uncharged third parties. So, basically she's saying that the president has told us to release any credible evidence, and that might include grand jury testimony, but now she's taking it one step further after saying that it's over, now that they're going to meet with Ghislaine Maxwell.
Wait a minute. If there's no list, what does she have to share?
Right. I guess.
Seriously.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. This is just getting really confusing. Unless they've caught somebody else in a lie and they're trying to follow up with that lie. I mean, I don't know. So we'll have to wait and see how this one plays out, because it is very confusing, to say the least. All right, it's coming up at 8:20, 20 minutes after the hour more. The Inspector General snafu that is an embarrassment to Baltimore County. The county council, of which I think seven of the eight county councilmen said they want Kelly Madigan Okay? And they can block whatever Kathy Klausmeier wants to do. It was being rumored in the last several days that she was going to pick somebody else, not Kelly Madigan. That has not been confirmed. That is just, you know, the rumor mill on hyperdrive.
Yep.
But we'll find out. But we don't know when we'll find out. I mean, this thing could drag on for another couple of weeks. It's just really, really embarrassing. You got the Klausmeier and Johnny Zero and a bunch of Democrats really with egg on their face.
They weren't basically just to cover their own keisters?
I think they're trying to, but now they're painting themselves into a corner.
Yeah, from what are they covering? What issue are they most afraid of? That Kelly Madigan is on the verge of popping up?
She's looking into something with Johnny Zero's uncle, I think, if I'm not mistaken. So that might be part of it. It's 8:20 minutes after the hour. Michael Freeman joining us on the Law Offices of Michael E. Freeman Hotline. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, good morning. So we're talking about things that really aggravate us, and I've been saving this one up. I have a friend who works at a shop, and his car was hit by a co-employee on the parking lot. And the boss said, don't worry about it. We've got insurance. We'll take care of it. Just let the insurance company take care of it. Take your car up to the place where we usually get our cars repaired, and everything will be fine. Well, unfortunately, this was a Mercedes, which takes a while for parts to come, and weeks led to months. And finally, my friend got a little aggravated and went up to the body shop and said, hey, what's going on? You know, we send you all this business. And they say, well, the car's ready. Here's the car. My car's ready. Yeah, but there's a supplement that hasn't been paid by the insurance company. And so he gets aggravated, calls the insurance company. The insurance company says, well, yeah, we've got one final supplement that's going out, and we're not sure when it's going out. And my friend says, well, meanwhile, it's been weeks, it's been months. So he goes back to the dealership and says, how much do I have to pay to get my car? And they give him an amount, and he writes him a check, and he takes his car. Okay? Well, it turns out that the supplement that was eventually owed was not as much as what he paid the auto shop.
Mm.
So he ended up paying the auto shop $400, and they ain't giving him duty bop back, okay? Because they're so aggravated at him because he was aggravated at them.
Right.
So I had dinner with him, and I said, it's too bad you didn't have a collision coverage because they would have taken care of it. They would have subrogated. You wouldn't have to do anything. He said, well, I've got collision coverage. And I said, well, why didn't you use it? He said, well, they said that my rate may go up and the other party's at fault. I said, geez, you know that's not true. Why didn't you call me? Why didn't you call a lawyer? Well, I guess I really should have. And, you know, it's so aggravating that I've thought of this thing that we hear that a competitor uses, and I'm going to use it here, okay? If you're a listener of WCBM, you have a lawyer, okay? Call us at 410-363-6848. If you're in an accident, I don't care if it's your fault. I don't care if you weren't injured. If you're not sure 100% what to do, call us. 410-363-6848, or email us from our website, maflaw.com. It goes directly to our desks, and we will get right back to you. It is so aggravating for people to get ripped off when they don't need to be. That's what we're here for. That's it for the day. Now we can get back to the other aggravating stuff.
Yeah, I'm glad you changed it up a little bit. That way we don't have any lawyers after. So thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
Right.
Okay, next week.
Law Offices, Michael A. Freeman, maflaw.com. It's 8:23.
A traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Jump Shot Johnson.
The delay's now 95 in Howard County. Haven't seen the wreck yet. The camera's out at Route 216. That's where it is. It's northbound at 216. I'm looking at the camera, which is back at 198, and it's really slow there. So if you're coming up from the Capitol Beltway, the wreck is on your side. The southbound side can see it. I was looking at the camera there at Route 32, so they must be able to see what's going on northbound. So there is an impact now for the traffic southbound on 95 after Route 32. So I'll have to keep an eye on that. We may have to move some traffic over onto the BW Parkway if this gets any worse than it is right now. Beltway is still slow. Most of the normal areas, Parkville side, Interloop through Greenspring, the west side is always jammed up anywhere from 795 down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for fun near Route 140 and 795? Head to Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. Mini golf, a lit-up driving range, and a 9-hole executive course. Fun for all. Visit MitchellsGolf.com or call 410-833-7721.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, cool and dry day today, partly sunny and mild and in the mid-80s for the high. Pretty much the same for tomorrow before things start cranking up by Friday. Sunshine 69 in Owings Mills, 74 and sunny in Annapolis, and we're on the Inspector General. A story.
On what?
Yeah, and it's like one of those times when you hiccup and talk at the same time.
It always hits you when you're on the air.
Exactly.
It's brutal.
Yeah. So in any event, the Inspector General of Baltimore City, Isabel Cumming, basically saying, look, the way this whole thing has been handled has certainly not been independent. And, you know, you got Baltimore County Council selecting an interim county executive, which is, you know, under the charter. That's what's supposed to happen. But clearly they could have somebody that really didn't have a lot of ties. Trying to look for somebody that was independent to begin with. And that's, I guess, what they thought they were doing with Kathy Klausmeier. But, again, had ties to Johnny Zero. But clearly the way this whole thing, the way she set up this panel, the way she conflated the issues, the way she herself injected herself into the interview process, that certainly is a conflict of interest.
So not only herself, but another one of her staff members. So all of a sudden, the independence of this important position is gone because two out of the three is exactly from her. And that's what set up the fundamental conflict of interest. And that is why this international organization has had to take a step inside.
Yeah. And then again, that's when you get called out by an international organization of inspectors general. That's pretty embarrassing. Are you listening, Baltimore County Council? And Kelly Madigan, you know, she was asked this question. Do you believe best practices have been implemented in this particular situation?
No, it's not a best practice to have two individuals that the IG have jurisdiction over, kind of vetting, if you will, the candidates.
Yeah, and there's a big article today in the Baltimore Sun. Baltimore County's mishandling of the IG appointment is an embarrassment. I would highly recommend you read that. There's going to be a big bipartisan rally for integrity. It will be held at the courthouse in Towson next Tuesday to demand the reappointment of the County Inspector General Kelly Madigan and to denounce the mishandled, politicized process by County Executive Kathy Klausmeier. That event will take place at 3 p.m. next Tuesday. Let's take a phone call here. Tim is in Essex this morning. Good morning, Tim.
Morning, Tim.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to expand on the piece you were doing regarding the possible treason charges being brought against the former president. The guy, you played the clip that said that no court in the land, no judge in the land would hear this case.
Yeah.
Well, as the former president, he was the commander-in-chief, which makes him in the military chain of command. Couldn't this be referred to a military court-martial?
Well, it was a military crime. The crime is against the Constitution, which is on the civilian side.
Treason is a military crime, punishable by death.
Yeah. No, that is
that's true.
I don't think that's ever happened before. We have to do a little research on that to see, but it would be a novel approach. But you know,
Benedict Arnold.
Yeah, yeah. So that's something that that's interesting. That's a really interesting point that you make, Tim, because as Commander-in-Chief at the time, you are President, but you're also Commander-in-Chief. You're in charge of the armed forces. And if you do something that is deemed to be treason against the country, then that, you know, obviously that people have Bo Bergdahl. You point out Benedict Arnold. Fascinating, concept. We'll do some research and see, you know, what could come of it. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate the suggestion. That is very, very interesting, to say the least. It's 8:29 minutes after the hour. Still to come here, we have a Mamdani problem in the Democrat Party. And it's spreading, by the way. It is, I think, this is communist cancer from Mamdani in New York to Omar Fattah in the Minneapolis, you know, the Little Mogadishu, as I call it, radical Islamist. You got the commie Brandon Johnson in Chicago. You got Karen Bass, by the way, who's the mayor of Los Angeles. She's a Castro communist devotee. So see what's happening in our major cities. The once cities led by far left wing politicians are now becoming radical. They've been radicalized. And these are in our major cities, New York, L.A., Chicago. What the heck's going on here? All right. 8:30, time for the latest news headlines. And with all the latest, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. Glenn Burnie Man has entered a plea agreement for using a flamethrower to burn Trump and USA onto the road in front of his own home. Craig McQuinn was arrested after the November vandalism that left the burn marks around 20 feet high, about 5 feet across. McQuinn pled guilty to one count of second-degree malicious burning in Anne Arundel County on Monday. He has now been sentenced to 1 year with a sentence suspended. He must complete 60 hours of community service within 6 months. Anne Arundel County Police say a 19-year-old and a 14-year-old are facing drug and gun charges following a traffic stop in Glen Burnie. On Friday night, police stopped a driver on Clara Circle for weaving through traffic at a high rate of speed. When officers approached, the rear passenger took off carrying a backpack. When that backpack was recovered, police found suspected cannabis, a loaded handgun, an extended magazine, and fraudulent license plates. Bruce Dent III and the teenager were both taken into custody. U.S. News and World Report has ranked Baltimore as the fourth most dangerous place in the U.S. on its list for 25 and 26. The poll was based on each city's murder and property crime rates per 100,000 people, determined by FBI crime stats. Memphis, Oakland, California, and St. Louis are numbers 1, 2, and 3. Maryland's AG has joined a coalition suing the Trump administration for restricting access to critical health, education, and social service programs. Anthony Brown, among the group of AGs who say the federal government acted unlawfully by issuing the charges without following required protocols. And Baltimore police have released surveillance images of several persons of interest in a series of vandalism incidents in Federal Hill. Police are asking the public for help to identify the individuals in connection with the July 13th incidents that damaged more than 60 vehicles and several businesses. Coming up at 8:32 on WCBM, next WCBM Traffic and Weather on the Threes.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, ooh, deep high breath.
High five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security all on our ultra reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked.
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back.
Yay!
But only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25. New customers only. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
8:33 on WCBM, pick 3, lottery number 282. Your pick 4, 1606. And now, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Big delay, Capitol Beltway now coming through Montgomery County around to the American Legion Bridge. The wreck is actually in Northern Virginia around the GW Parkway in that area south of the Potomac. And with that, several lanes were blocked. The backup is all the way back. Get this now, goes back into the merge where 270 comes together. That in turn now is backing us up the hill to Georgia Avenue. Going to have big delays coming around from Route 29 all the way around to that wreck, crossing the American Legion Bridge. And I'm still looking at delays here, both sides of 95. The actual wreck is northbound at 216. We're backed up to 198 and beyond. But the southbound side is kind of looking at it, so we're backed up there at Route 32. Definitely a heads up if you're traveling south from 175 and Route 100 trying to get down into Prince George's County.
I'm Chip Baker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off cooler and drier for your Tuesday morning with temperatures in the 60s. Heading toward the afternoon, partly cloudy skies, temps in the 80s and less humidity. We'll see the heat return and the humidity coming back later this week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Orioles and Guardians for Game 2 of the four-game set in Cleveland tonight. Brandon Young will take the hill at 6:40 p.m. with the season all but over for Baltimore, putting the plans for 26 now in the spotlight. No doubt the O's will be active. Here's Mike Elias and what the team is looking for in return.
You know, we'd like to get pitching prospects back. Who wouldn't? And we'd like to get more pitching competition going into the second half even. But, you know, that's just you have to see what the market's going to bring to the table and bring to bear.
Ravens opened training camp this morning with the veterans now joining the rookies in Owings Mills. Meanwhile, former Ravens safety Marcus Williams, remember him from his perspective on what went wrong last year for the Ravens defense early on.
To be frank, I just think it was just a lot of miscommunication from the top down. There's a lot of stuff on my side that I could have done better. Of course, I take accountability for whatever action that I did that they didn't like, but I didn't know what actions those were.
When the Ravens replaced Williams, the team went on a tear with Ardarius Washington making plays all over the field. Meanwhile, Stephen A. Smith will, with a take on D.C.'s stadium situation, in light of President Trump demanding the Commanders change their name back in order to move to D.C.
I've been an advocate, a strong advocate. I've always wanted a stadium in the state of Maryland that the Ravens and the Washington Commanders could share. Mm-hmm. With a lot of employment emanating from D.C., but still be able to, because, again, you wouldn't have to worry about stuff like this.
With a lot of employment emanating from D.C., are you kidding me? Obviously, not knowing anything about Baltimore and D.C. fan bases, this could be the worst take ever in the history of sports takes. Since the peak years of Tiger Woods in the early 2000s, the sport of golf has been on the lookout for the next Tiger. First came Dustin Johnson, then came Rory McIlroy, John Rahm appeared on the scene for a while, and then along came Scottie Scheffler, who has proven over the past few years that his claim to the throne, which once felt like it may be forever vacant, is certainly alive, even if he himself questions why he does it in the first place.
You know, what is the point? Like, why do I want to win this tournament so bad? That's something that I wrestle with on a daily basis. It's like showing up at the Masters every year. It's like, why do I want to win this golf tournament so badly? Why do I want to win the Open Championship so badly?
Well, he pocketed $3.1 million for winning the opening championship this past weekend. Time now, 8:37, when we return, speaking of Brittany Griner.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
You guys mentioned Brittany Griner last break.
That was Bruce. He was, for some reason, Bruce obsessed with Brittany Griner.
Yeah, but then you kind of piled on, Sean, a little bit after that. But anyway,
a little bit.
Anyway, Jemele Hill, the former ESPN sports talker, was on awfulannouncing.com the other day, and she was talking about why WNBA players in general have to go play overseas, have to go play in foreign countries to make money, right, because the WNBA doesn't play them. Here's the take, and then we'll get to it after that.
Country. You want to make sure you pay them enough, at least so that they're not going overseas. What does it say about the salary structure in the WNBA that the whole reason that Brittany Griner was playing in Russia is because in Russia, that has not so good of a record of human rights, pays their women's basketball players better than they do here in America.
Basically blaming the WNBA for Brittany Griner's departure to Russia and then therefore her incarceration and all the trials and tribulations that she went through.
Yeah.
This is just another ridiculous thing.
Well, Brittany Griner is no rocket scientist, number one. You got to be flat out dumb as a box of rocks.
Into Russia.
Exactly. That's number one. Number two, all sorts of guys got to go to Europe to play American football, soccer,
basketball,
other sports, because they may not be able to make it here, or they not get enough money, and they still want to apply their trade. I mean, you know, why is she all this whining about the WNBA, which was set up by the NBA? It's a loser. I mean, as far as money wise, I mean, they're not making any money from the WNBA.
It just furthers the illegitimacy of the league.
Right.
If you have to talk like this about the league,
and then pay us what you owe us, come on.
It's just not right.
And the way they've treated Caitlin Clark, I didn't watch it, but has improved the ratings of the WNBA.
Oh, there's no doubt.
And they're taking their star player, and they're trying to drive her out of the game. So you get what you deserve.
Yeah. Right. Well, part of it is, I guess might as well be addressed, part of it is the WNBA, by an awful lot of viewers historically, has been seen as thug ball. It's women basketball players who are playing half basketball and half rugby. And the physicality is just over the line so often. You see a lot of elbows to the face, this kind of stuff, which is, man, that happens in the NBA. There are going to be fist fights on the court rather regularly. Well, so it doesn't happen.
That may be true. Okay. However, though, I think that with Caitlin Clark coming along and Paige Bueckers and some of these other players, it's getting better. I think it's an evolutionary process for the league, to be honest with you.
If you don't think they're throwing elbows in the NBA, think again. It's pretty rough.
They throw elbows down
inside. Yeah. You know, when you get inside, not the perimeter shooters, but you're inside, there's a lot of dirty stuff that takes place.
You don't typically see somebody come up from behind somebody else, grab their hair, and yank them to the court.
That's because most of them are bald.
I see. I know there's a reason.
Well, Sean, you and I are like an aficionado of that.
We're right there. Thanks, Gary. 8:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. John's in Ellicott City.
Good morning, Sean.
Hey, good morning. You know, so we were talking about members of Congress and Obama. You know, the problem that we have right now is that Obama was not a constitutional. He didn't believe in a constitutional republic. He basically wanted a democracy in which mob rules. And out of that came Black Lives Matter and defunded police. All of these things were funded by George Soros to destroy the constitutional republic, in which your rights are given to you by God, not by the government, not by the mob rule, by God. And that's what happened to this country when Obama came in. He wanted to eliminate the constitutional republic, and that's what George Soros was funding. And that's why he's been defunding the police in all these areas. He's trying to erase a constitutional republic and replace it with a mob rule democracy. And that's exactly why the Founding Fathers gave us the Second Amendment, to make sure that never happened.
No, I think that when he said 5 days before the 2008 election, or just 5 days away from transforming America, that's what he was talking about. And at the time, we pointed it out, but a lot of people didn't take him seriously. And much of this can be traced all the way back to Barack Hussein Obama and his two terms, and then his incredible, what appears to be, smoking gun evidence that he initiated an attempt to subvert and overthrow the duly elected president of the United States in 2017. So let the chips fall where they may.
And you're right about all that. But the other point is that these members of Congress, especially the ones from Islam, who don't believe that our rights
I agree with you there, and I think most of them are completely ignorant of the United States Constitution.
Well, Democrats don't believe
Republicans do
that somehow that our rights come from God. Yeah. They think our rights emanate from the government.
Yeah, for them, God is government.
Yeah.
John, thanks so much for the call. Great point. Great call. Great take on that. We'll get to more here on the Mamdani problem in just a second. It's 8:43.
Traffic weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
There are two big problems to and from the Capitol Beltway and on the Capitol Beltway. The wreck on the Capitol Beltway on the outer loop after the American Legion Bridge just into Northern Virginia, losing at least two lanes there. The backup on the Capitol Beltway went back to the spur at 270 and then in turn also backed up towards the ramp at Georgia Avenue and Route 29. So that's a big delay through there. At least four vehicles were involved in this wreck on 95 northbound at Route 270. 16. That's blocking some of the left-hand lanes. Back up there is coming up from the Capitol Beltway from 198 Powder Mill Road. Southbound traffic can see it, and you'll have delays after the ramps at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cool and dry today, partly sunny, mild, mid-80s, pretty much today, tomorrow. Enjoy while it lasts. Right now, gorgeous, sunny, 71 in Ellicott City. It is 70 in Reisterstown. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Long Island high schooler Will Burrell has started a smash burger business where veterans get to eat for free. A portion of his proceeds also goes to support current military members and their families. Will teamed up with a local butcher shop to make it happen. And, of course, part of that is the Gary Sinise Foundation. Remember Gary?
Yeah, sure, of course.
Starred in Forrest Gump, has raised millions of dollars for defenders, veterans, first responders, and their families.
We raised $1,500 for the Gary Sinise Foundation. I had all my fellow classmates, and we all had a great time, and I raised a lot of money. And then I was traveling in March, and I figured, let's call the owner, because I want to kind of expand this Will Burrell events, maybe do something fun on Long Island so I could be here for the summer. And he said, we could always do more Smashburgers, so why not do a Smashburger business inside of the butcher where I get the meat, I get the buns, I get everything from there. It's kind of a win-win.
Yeah, a win-win for everybody. And that's just great when you hear young men and women doing whatever they can to respect our military veterans and first responders. High school kid. Yeah, absolutely. All right, so back to the Mom Donnie problem.
Okay, you guys remember this guy, right?
Whatever it takes to guarantee housing. If I have to get rid of private property, that's what I'll do.
Yeah, if that's what he'll do, has to get rid of private property, not a problem.
I think that, frankly, I mean, what purpose do they serve? I think we have to ask ourselves that.
Yeah, what purpose do prisons serve? Well, I'll tell you, there are some Democrats who are now becoming aware that they have a serious Mom Donnie problem. And as Sean mentioned a minute or two ago, it's metastasizing into something else entirely. Well, you have these radicals popping up in urban area after urban area after urban area. Congressman Adam Smith, no, not the original Adam Smith, this guy's a Democrat and not much of a constitutionalist, says, well, listen, don't worry. Mom Donnie, he's not our leader.
The mayor of New York has never, never, ever been the leader of the Democratic Party. What we need to focus on is the message. They just voted for a budget, the Republicans did, that added $3.5 trillion to the debt. They drove us further into deficit. This $9 billion rescissions package, it's just a joke that they talk about, oh, there were a couple LGBTQ programs, so we had to get rid of all foreign aid. We are cutting off food programs. We are cutting off health care programs in that rescissions package.
Of course, there's, you know, half-truth after half-truth after half-truth, which means it's half-lie after half-lie after half-lie. That, no, we're not cutting off these programs for people who are eligible and should be on those programs. No, we're not doing away with foreign aid. We're taking it and moving it from USAID over to the State Department, where it should belong in the first place. But Adam Smith then goes on to great pains to point out, but this guy, just as I don't remember to say it again, Zohra Mamdani, I don't even know how to pronounce the guy's name.
We Democrats have a message, and we have a message to deliver. And I tell you this, the mayor of New York, no matter who he is not going to be the leader of our party.
Well. Period. Of course, they said exactly the same thing about AOC about 5 years ago. And they said exactly the same thing as recently as 6 months ago about Jasmine Crockett. Curious how these people will simply not be the leaders of the Democrat Party. 6 months pass, and guess what? They're leaders of the Democrat Party. AOC began by challenging Nancy Pelosi for the speakership, if you recall correctly. And people were saying, oh, she's a backbencher. Nothing will happen to this. She has now become one of the preeminent voices in the U.S. Congress for the Democrats.
Yeah.
And so when I hear Mom Donnie, he's never going to be our leader. Yeah, I hearken back to that and say, we'll see. We'll see exactly what happens. Now, there's somebody whose voice I thought it was gone from the TV airwaves, but somehow she keeps cropping up on other people's shows instead. And that is Joy Reid. Are you ready? Hope you guys are sitting down for this one.
Trump has those kind of voters. They are dedicated to him personally. They care more about him being happy than them being happy. They care more about him having what he wants than them having what they want. They will give up their health care. They will let their daughters be destroyed. They will let their families be destroyed. They will do. There's nothing he can do. He can drown them in a Texas in Texas. He can take away their FEMA. He can do anything he wants to them. There's nothing you can do about it. It's a cult.
He can drown them in Texas. He can take away their FEMA. What the hell are you talking about? Honest to God.
Yeah.
He can drown them in Texas.
Scare tactics. It's all race and fear tactics. It's all they have left. They have no ideas. They have no solutions on how to run this country, fix this country. So they have to keep us divided and keep us afraid.
Yeah, he took away their FEMA. Hardly. He came in office and began to make sure FEMA was doing the job it was supposed to be doing, which it had not been doing under the previous administration. Ask the people in Appalachia, ask people around the various parts of the Virginias, various parts of the Carolinas that had such bad hurricane storm damage and were waiting months, living in tents in the winter. Until
did you see the latest out in Los Angeles?
The fire?
The fire fund?
No.
$100 million has been raised, and very little, if any, money has actually gone to the victims.
Wow.
It might be the biggest federal charities fraud scandal in history. $100 million, and very little of it has been dispensed.
And, of course, that much money, there's going to be what they're counting on is spillover into somebody else's private account. To do something not specific.
And then some of these, like in Pacific Palisades, that's like prime real estate.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. A lot of it now, they're not allowing private residents to be built. They're putting community housing on this land. So it's
such idiocy.
Yeah, really. It's 8:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the Morning Drive with Casey and...
Oh, wait, just an observation. I think they should, because look at prime real estate, I think they should say, let's put community housing, let's put Section 8 housing right next to Mount Vernon. They have a lot of land there.
Yeah.
It's a good location. Give me a break.
All right, so if you're running a little short on cash, let's face it, we've all been hit pretty hard over the last 5 years or so with COVID, with the Biden regime here in Maryland. It's the largest tax increase in history, over 350 increases in fees and permits and so on and so forth. So it is tough to make ends meet for a lot of households, okay, especially seasoned citizens that are on a fixed income. If you're 62 years of age or older and you find yourself in somewhat of a financial crunch for whatever reason, you might want to consider the reverse mortgage. The reverse mortgage is a federally backed loan. It's insured, but it's the only loan that you decide when you want to pay it back. Okay, you can pay it in, at the front, the middle, the very end. You decide. And the very best guy that I can think of to educate you to answer all your questions about a reverse mortgage is Mark McVeary, the reverse mortgage answer man. He will come out to your home, answer all your questions for you, your spouse, your family members, grandchildren, whatever. And he's got it all. He knows this thing forwards, backwards, and sideways. And he's helping a lot of Marylanders out of these financially troubled. Challenging time. So give Mark a call, 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070, and tell him I told you to call.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Tuesday on the show, AutoPen, Russia collusion hoax, parents targeted by the DOJ for free speech, feces, meet fan, meet feces.
The mom who created a political firestorm, Azra Nomani, joins us, as well as former federal prosecutor Doug Burns, to discuss it all noon to 3 on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Good morning, it's 8:53, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Coming up right after the 9 o'clock news, it's Kim Krasick Live. Coming up right now, it's Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new wreck in Baltimore County. I think at one point it might have been a rescue. Lyons Mill Road near Marriottsville Road. So traffic there out on the west side of Randallstown. Keep an eye out for that. There's a new wreck. I'm looking at the back up here, southbound Route 29. It's after Broken Land Parkway. Several lanes were blocked accordingly. With that, we're getting a backup now that extends back to Broken Land Parkway on the southbound side. Big delays and a big wreck, I-95 northbound at Route 216 in Howard County. We're delayed there coming up from the Capitol Beltway. Southbound traffic can see it. They have a delay coming down from Route 175. And the big delay on the Capitol Beltway, the wreck is on the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway in Northern Virginia, right after the American Legion Bridge. Delays are going back on the Capitol Beltway towards Georgia Avenue, and there are also delays coming south on I-270 and into that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cool and dry start to the day, partly sunny, mild highs in the mid-80s, gorgeous weather today and tomorrow before the heat starts to revisit. Right now, 73 and sunny in the city, 72 in Middle River. Kim Klasick Live coming up next. Morning,
Kim. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. So, of course, we're going to talk about President Trump's first 6 months. Did not get a chance to do that yesterday, but I got my whole list today, so we'll go over that. Also, Kathy Klausmeier.
You're going to need more than 3 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's true. Well, such a great job.
We'll let Carson know. Stay home.
Yeah, okay. I'll do that.
He is already at home.
I was going to say, where is he? Kathy Klausmeier received a letter from the Inspector General Association. So nationwide, they are telling her to stop the shenanigans.
Right.
I am just still blown away by this. And I tell people all the time, I have a Democrat friend who is defending this entire situation until this morning. Because I reached back out this morning. And this morning he says, I never defended this.
Okay.
Oh, yes, you did.
Yeah.
Multiple times. So we're going to talk about this because Kelly Madigan did have her interview on Friday. Obviously, we don't know which way this is going to go. And the county council still, you know, could veto whatever Kathy Klausmeier says. But this is not how this process works. It never was how this process works. And the fact that they've been playing this game, I hope that even if Kelly Madigan gets in or not, whoever the next inspector general is, I hope they investigate this entire situation.
It should be.
Because it's corrupt.
Yeah, it is. No doubt. It's embarrassing. It's corrupt. But that's Democrat machine politics in the state of Maryland.
Yeah.
This is also the way that a lot of corporations handle getting rid of somebody. They simply change the definition of the job and have everybody in the prior department reapply for the new jobs because they're real different
from the
old jobs.
Well, they haven't changed the definition. She conflated two different things in the code. Either you reappoint or you find somebody new.
Right.
One or the other. Well, she conflated them.
It's the same game, though.
Yeah.
What they're doing is saying, well, okay, the new game is you have to reapply for your job. It's always been that way. Well, no, it has, but okay. So she's going to reapply for the job that she shouldn't have to reapply for.
Yeah.
But in essence, it's the same scam.
Well, this panel, I mean, it's political now. You can't say that this isn't political. Now they're talking about which county council members are now being, you know, open publicly about whether or not they want to confirm her. The whole thing is now political, which this office should have never been political.
Right.
And so now,
correct.
I think this is completely screwed up. I think no matter which way they go with this, this is already tainted.
And let's say it's not Kelly Madigan. Whoever they hire to be the next inspector general is now going to have, it's going to have a chilling effect on the incoming IG.
Yep.
Especially on our independents.
Right. I mean, this is craziness. Anyways, we're going to talk about that. Also, we got to talk today about Hunter Biden and his latest interview.
Yes.
Oh, man. And you know what? A lot of people were wondering if he was still using. That's not what I got from that interview. He looked healthy to me. I think he's on methadone. Because he was very irritated, and he was, like, slurring his words.
Oh, the F-bombs? He did.
Yeah.
He did reveal one thing regarding Dad and what Dad may have been taking leading up to the disastrous debate performance.
I know exactly what happened in that debate. He flew around the world, basically, and the mileage that he could have flown around the world 3 times.
Yeah.
He's 81 years old. He's tired as They give him Ambien to be able to sleep. He gets up on the stage, and he looks like he's a deer in the headlights.
Yeah. Ambien.
He always looked like he was a deer in the headlights.
Isn't that what Roseanne Barr had taken before she made some comments she then regretted?
Yeah, and one of the Kennedys also was found driving around. Yeah. I can't remember which one now.
Sleepwalking happens with Ambien.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So maybe we should investigate Ambien. <Right.
laughs> Absolutely.
That and more coming up next.
All right. Thanks, Cam. Stay tuned for that. Coming up in just a moment here, right after the 9 o'clock news. So tomorrow, since we have time today, we'll tell you what Dr. Macari had to say. Also, what do you hear about the missing children hotline that was set up during the Biden administration? Okay. Remember the children they brought in, allowed to come in, unaccompanied minors, and then they had the NGOs distribute them into God knows where. Well, they set up a hotline, and they gave out the hotline number for missing children. If they were their sponsors were, you know, sketchy or they needed help, whatever the case would be, wait to hear who set that up and what happened when children actually called that hotline. That's coming up on tomorrow's program. Stay tuned for Kim. We're back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. on CBM. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
See you tomorrow.
This is the right choice for Maryland.